such triumph and from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we're welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from Barcelona in Spain on this very day, the very first day of March in the year of our Lord 2014. This is Radio Biafra. This is a live transmission of Radio Biafra coming to you from Barcelona in Spain. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those our people in the Far Eastern part of the world, that this is a transmission that wasn't intended to happen, but because we had a meeting to attend here in Barcelona, we had to come to attend that very meeting. And it went very successfully. We have learned so much today, and our people are here once again. Those brave Biafrans in Barcelona before me, we must welcome you wherever you are. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, I must welcome you especially. I must also ask you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. We ask you to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. We ask you to go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Go and download Radio Biafra app for free via Android or iTunes Market. If you go to Biafra Television, you should be able to get us as well. You must bear with us. Our number has changed because we are in Spain. Those of you that managed to change or to store this very number at the beginning, you are very lucky. The number to call this evening, should you wish to be a part of our discussion, is +34, because we are now in Spain. It is +34 602 173 882. I repeat, +34 602 173 882. The barrister has joined me. Barrister Mamesu is with me. So also our Biafrans here in Barcelona. They are gearing up. They were having their meeting. So they are very, very fortunate because we are here with them today to broadcast perhaps part of their meeting as well, to the hearing of the whole world, because we have nothing to hide. We have nothing to run away from. Our job remains only one thing, to seek the unadulterated restoration of the complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Without fear, without favor, we must make it very clear that we don't intend to retreat, neither are we going to surrender. We get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. If that is the option they give to us, we'll burn the zoo down. Starting from this very year, not next. We must get Biafra before the end of next year, or there will be no living thing there. we'll turn it into another Somalia. You must understand we're very serious. You asked us to do a job, and that's what we're going to do. You asked us to go and get Biafra. That is exactly what we intend to do by every means possible. If we have to fight, we'll fight. If they want peace, that's entirely up to them. But we're not going to plead with anybody to allow us to be free. Because as I was discussing with our coordinator on my way here, when Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should inhabit that part of the world, he did not seek permission from Satan. Therefore, we don't need anybody's permission to be free. We have not stolen anything belonging to anybody. We are returning from whence we came. Therefore, we don't have it within our power or within our gift to try to plead with anybody to allow us to go back to our land, to allow me to go back to my father's compound. This is Radio Biafra. The news today is very compelling. Not very much, but extremely compelling. I will invite the barrister to please acknowledge not just the presence of wonderful Biafrans here in Barcelona, but to please do the same for those of them spread across the entire 24 time zones of the world listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. Please, barrister. Barrister, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. Seems we have lost his connection. Please, I will start by going around here as usual to ask you, each and every one of you, for your name and your village. The time will come for you to please tell us what is on your mind. We have come here to broadcast, so you try and do us that favor by giving us your name. In fact, it's a privilege because we have millions of people listening all over the world. And today they know we're in Barcelona. And they have so much regard and respect for Spain because Spain has always lived up to the expectation. Biafrans here in Spain are doing what exactly we expect them to do. And we don't intend to let you down either. Whilst I wait for the barrister to please try and rejoin us, I will go to our coordinator. Our overall coordinator is here, who has invited me to come down here to have a very important meeting and liaison with some people here of Catalonia. So the honor goes to him to please introduce himself before we go to... is our local coordinator here at home? Coordinator for Barcelona?
He's in Norway.
Okay, he's in Norway.
Yeah.
He's in Norway, okay. So, hold on a second. It's me. Go ahead, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Nonche Jiga. The man the same, always. Hello. I hope you're okay tonight. You have to be with us in a short... in the shortest time. You know, I don't have much to say. You know, I'm a little bit nervous, man. So, man, keep it up. We are here tonight, so we have a lot to tell you. This is Biafra. May God bless you all.
Thank you very much. And you too. It is always that way all the time. Please, the next person, very quickly, please go around and give us your name and where you come from, please.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra. You all are welcome on board. My name is Remen Chukunoso Chinedu Onwumechili from Orumba North Local Government Area of Anambra State. You are welcome on board. All hail Biafra.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Biafrans. My name is Sunday Christopher Nwobu from Okasat Local Government in Biafra land. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Let's do it.
Of course, we have to. We have to. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, Biafrans from Barcelona. My name is Peter Chibike Mela. I am a native of Equirazo clan of Ayahs of Afumbise in Biafra land. Remain blessed.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Ede Augustus Anene. I'm from Nkana Local Government Area of Enugu State. You are welcome to the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person.
Good evening from Barcelona, fellow Biafrans everywhere in the world. I say good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. This is Malachi Okoli from Ihioma in Imo State.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, good morning. My name is Kenneth from Imo State, Ahiazo. I'm supporting about what they are doing about Biafra. One love, Biafra.
Yeah, Kenneth who?
Onwebule.
Onwebule, thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Ono Nwabweze. I'm from Ebela to Amoka, Ihiara Local Government. So stay tuned. Thank you. I'm the PRO of Barcelona.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Henry Okechukwu Nwanukpe from Amike, Olo Local Government, Imo State. Remain blessed, Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Hello, good evening, fellow Biafran. My name is Samuel Okereke Okore from Ukwaku Ututu Haruchuku local government. Hail Biafra. In Abia State.
Thank you.
Biafra land. Hail Biafra.
Go ahead. Next person.
Hello, good evening. I greet you all men of Biafra. My name remains Cletus Kelechi Mboji. Wherever you are, Biafrans, I plead that you people should remain with us. Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person, please.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I want to encourage you to come and support what we are doing here so far. Actually, this is the very first time of joining this group, but I am impressed. So far, so good. And my name is Adibe Uche Sunday. I hail from Ihiala and Ihiala local government area of Anambra State, Biafra land. I thank especially my younger one in Malaysia who actually connected me to what my brothers are doing. I'm also my friend here, Sam Okereke. He is also a tonic that invigorated me to join this group. I am much, much happy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my fellow Biafran worldwide. Thank you, people. My name is Johnson Nadozie. I'm from Ebada, in Imbitoli local government area of Imo State. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. I keep wondering what does Ebada mean. Does it mean no sound of a gun can be heard there? Is that the meaning of it?
Hello, Omundem de Biafra Kanemuno. Afamobo, Okeka, Odogu Udefune, Onyoka, not local government.
Thank you. The next person, please.
Good day, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Fred Okechukwu Okeoku. I reside here in Barcelona. I'm very happy to have met my fellow countrymen, and I'll be with them to the last. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Jude Okana from New South Local Government. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafran. I thank you for this very opportunity given to me to join this very group. I have supported it in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. My name is Uche Patrick Okore. I'm from Ukwakututu, Aruchuku Local Government, Abia State, in Biafra land. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my fellow Biafran. My name is Christopher Chikeze. I'm from Isi Alambano in Imo State in Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, good evening, brothers of Biafra. I'm Benjamin Chuku by name. I'm in support of what is going on here today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm from Oru West local government area in Imo State. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have Oru North, I presume. Do we have Oru North, Oru South, Oru East, and Oru West? Amazing. Oru West. Hey.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name still remains Chizoba Emeniko Swala. I'm from Umweze in Amike, in Olo, Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I believe we have gone round. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we must welcome you. I must continue to reiterate and to insist that I'm joined by Barrister Mamezu. We are waiting to make sure that the lines are sorted out. Whatever you are, once again, we must welcome you. As always, I must implore you, I must urge you to please try and tell those around you. Use your WhatsApp, that is what it's there for. Use BlackBerry, that's what it's there for. Use Facebook, use whatever new media platform you run to inform those around you. The Radio Biafra Live Transmission is on. It's coming to you all the way from Barcelona. We are here on what I presume is an important assignment, which we have completed. And we must stay here to bring you live transmission. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We have to proceed. On this very day, the very first day of March in 2014, 2 months and 1 day following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. I don't know if some of you here, those who have joined us newly, know that the zoo has expired. Do you know it's expired? It's expired. And we have the documents to prove it. So the zoo has expired. But this very message of Biafra cannot expire. We preach this very gospel everywhere. It is a gospel because there are those who are in doubt. There are those with Hausa Fulani blood in them who we need to convert. We need to baptize them and then convert them into what it means to be Biafra. Some people may be answering, "Obi no, Kechukwu Ifeanyi." It doesn't mean you're a Biafran. What makes you a Biafran is a burning desire, a yearning for your freedom to come. That is what makes you a Biafran. Any day you acquire that within you, then you know you've arrived. But if you don't have that in you, then you are in very serious trouble. We are not going to stop. My voice may be low because other people are having meetings here and there are children all over the place. But one thing is unmistakable. The reason why we come here, the reason why we go everywhere else, the reason why we do what we do is to get Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. We are not playing, we are not joking. We have not come here to raise your hopes up and then dash it. We know that not just you here in this room, in this hall, all over the world, people have been disappointed. They've been led up this mountain and have been left them to come crashing down on their own. One thing is different this time around. We are mobilizing our people all over the world. So this is a truly, not just a mass movement, but a truly global movement of immense proportion. And indeed, you are privileged to be a part of it. I've just concluded my tour of Italy. In fact, they said I must come back to complete 3 more cities. They held me hostage for 2 weeks. I've been preaching the gospel of Biafra in Italy for 2 weeks. I spent 2 days in France to kickstart them, to wake them up. We shall be touring France come the end of March. And before then, I will go home to broadcast from Enugu consistently for as long as it takes. Because one thing is unmistakable about us, we are without fear before our enemies. We tell them what is going to happen before it happens. Anybody that thinks that we are just on the radio speaking has got something else coming. We are Biafrans. If a bunch of cattle rearers can be driving away the Nigerian army, imagine what Biafrans can do to them. Don't be afraid. Britain can no longer support them. America can no longer support Nigeria. I can assure you that. It won't happen again. The only thing stopping us from getting Biafra is us. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's not try to blame any other person for it. We are the ones stopping ourselves from getting Biafra. And as soon as we do the right thing, which is what you've been doing so far here in Spain and Barcelona in particular, there is no reason why Biafra will not come. After all, our head office is functional now at Enugu. Do you know it's quite funny that the indigenous people of Biafra is the only group answering, or the only people, I would say, we're not a group, answering to Biafrans at the UN. Do you know we are the only ones with our headquarters at Enugu, our capital? Do you know that? We are the only ones with our headquarters at Enugu. All the rest of them are somewhere else. That is why we say it all the time, that we have not come out of our own volition. We have come because Chukwu Abiyama has determined that we should come. That now is the time, 2014 and 15. If we miss Biafra now, it's curtains. Might as well go home and sleep. It looks a bit shaky, as if we are slightly unstable. As if things are not working out exceptionally well the way we would like it to. But who said freedom fighting is one massive, smooth, sweet ride? No, it's not. It's fraught with difficulties. That is why it's called freedom fighting. But you are doing very well. Those of you in the United Kingdom are doing very well. Those of you in Malaysia are doing very, very well. Those of you in China are doing very, very well. Those of you in Thailand, those of you in Italy, those of you in Sweden. We know where our supporters are, those of you in the United States of America. We need to do more. Or else, we do what Boko Haram does. We go and burn banks and kidnap people and ask for ransom. We can do that. It's very easy. But somebody told us a while ago that this particular mission is ordained by God. It's God's fight. For that reason and that reason alone, that we are not allowed to do anything that will bring shame or dishonor to the mercy and glory of God. In other words, we cannot afford to do anything remotely remotely abominable before God or before man, or else he'll withdraw his glory from us. That we should continue doing what we are doing. That help is on its way, and that help is you people. I'm very glad I came here, and one or two or three of you said they're new to this, and one of you said they're very, very glad to be here amongst their own people. The reason why this hall is not overflowing is because the whole world have not heard about us yet. Their leaders have heard about us. Even here in Barcelona, they have heard about us. Everywhere here in Spain, they've heard about us. All over the world, every major government is aware of your existence as the indigenous people of Biafra. The people that don't know, unfortunately, are some of us. That is where we are educating them. The coming of Radio Biafra is the first of its kind. It's never happened before. This is the longest running network broadcaster the Biafran people has ever had since they were created. In other words, it's only us against AIT, against channels. It's only us against Tinubu's TVC or whatever it's called. It's only us against the might of every other major publication in the zoo trying to put you down. Carving away your territories before your brothers and sisters, your own fellow flesh and blood that came from Eri. In Anioma, they call them Bendel Igbo, Delta Igbo, Niger Delta Igbo, Anioma Igbo, Anioma Anioma. This nonsense is happening because we had no media. Now we have a means to counter them, and you are the ones making it possible. Sometimes you wonder and say to yourself, oh my goodness, what is this thing I'm supporting? But because of your support, the voice of Biafra, the message of Biafra, the voice of those who are being bombed and killed, those dispossessed and deported from Lagos, those marginalized and rendered destitute by the Zoological Republic is being heard all over the world. Because of you and your help, we have been able to prove something to people they thought was impossible before. They said we don't love each other. They said Igbo adighi n'otu, ahụ onwe ha n'anya. I keep asking them, if that is the case, how come Radio Biafra is broadcasting every day? How come I travel to many countries all around the world to go and preach this very gospel and I'm well received? How come you people are here today? We are born to be free. That is why we have Uru, North, South, East, West. Why couldn't you have remained one Uru and not being divided? Because we love autonomy. We want to be free. And who says that we are not eligible to be free? I posted a picture on Facebook a few days ago. That picture on Facebook a few days ago is the picture of Frederick Lugard with the heads of every traditional ruler he cut off when he came. Every traditional ruler was cut off. The head of the people were cut off. And this same man is the one that Good Luck, Ebele Azikiwe, Jonathan has decided to give an award to. Nowhere in the history of mankind, nowhere before. How can you give an award to the same person that came to your land, changed your language, killed you, as many of you as possible? Those they couldn't kill, they took them as slaves to America and to the Caribbean to work for them without pay. In other words, providing the basis, the fundamental basis of modern industrialization without paying for it. And then you come back and you give them an award. Jonathan is giving an award to Frederick Lugard for creating the zoo. A contraption that not only trampled on your rights as a people, but rendered you intellectually impotent. He gave an award to Sheikh Gumi. Do you know who is Sheikh Gumi? You don't know who is Sheikh Gumi? In the zoo, he is the spiritual guide of Boko Haram. Yes, go and Google it now, Sheikh Gumi. Don't you know him? Do you know he got an award? Do you know Jonathan gave an award to Adeboye, a Pentecostal pastor? Can anybody tell me what he has done? You see, I can't for the life of me understand
why we reason the way we do in this Yoji. I can't get it. I'm struggling to understand it. We lack honor. That was why Biafra did not come. We were sinful. That was why Biafra did not come. We put the need of the stomach of money over and above your dignity as a human being. That was why Biafra did not come. Sometimes we struggle to sell Biafra to people. And you know why? They tell me that Ojukwu fought for Biafra and joined politics in Nigeria. Uwazurike used the name of Biafra to steal and to cheat. What makes us think that you're going to be any different? If Ojukwu then went to war and 3.5 million people died, joined Nigerian politics, don't you think it's better for you to be part of Nigeria? Maybe Ojukwu saw something you did not see. How can any of you answer that? Can you answer it? It's a very simple question, which we have not asked ourselves. Because the truth is very, very bitter. Our general is a man I love very much, and will uphold his honor anytime, any day. But we are prone to making tiny mistakes with very devastating consequences in the future. You don't know. You think you can use the name of Biafra to dance about and get contract with Jonathan, as Wazirika is doing. You don't know it has consequences for you. That when you go to government to talk to them, they will first of all ask you, how about those before you? Because they know about Biafra more than you do. If I hadn't come here today, I would not have received an invaluable information. That for the very first time it is being confirmed that even the British knew that there was a lost tribe of Israel in our place. Today, I saw the proof. That the people we met today know more about Biafra than we do, than I do. And the question is, if everybody that has gone before you have joined Nigerian politics or have failed, what makes you think you will succeed? My answer is this. There is a name that my sister used to bear, my distant cousin, Benko Nyeneche. There is time for everything. Now is the time. This 2014-2015 double blood moon, the same time, 2 years running, something that doesn't happen very often, is monumental. And the funniest thing is that the period it coincides with this very year is critical. For those of you who are spiritual, very, very critical. And for any idiot who is not educated enough to understand what Biafra means or where we come from, I refer them to the maps drawn up by the British. Many hundreds, I did not say years ago, many hundreds of years ago, telling us that the Moors people, the Moorish people, told them that over there exists the lost tribe of Israel. The Moors, from where the Fulanis came from, told the British, early explorers, that across those plains lives the lost tribe of Israel. There are some things about you that you don't know. People accuse me of trying to turn our people to Judaism. I say to them that my work is to try to turn our people to face God, their maker, Chukwuabiamah. You abandon him and you're dead. Did you listen to the broadcast I made from Padova in Italy? Where we read the Bible? What did the Bible say? Please repeat. Thou shalt not have any other God but me, because I am a jealous God. Any other thing you worship is idolatry in a Pharisee. As simple as A, B, and C. Everything else is idol worship. That is why you will suffer in pain and penury. If you like all, use your Bible, sleep inside the Bible, you are condemned. No amount of surrounding yourself with the Bible can save you unless you do one simple thing you were instructed to do, to serve the Lord your God, Chukwu Abiama, in truth and honesty. That is why we are incorruptible. Have you seen me like this before? The answer is no. And I say to people, why do I need to worry? Those of them that suspect us, that say, oh, what are you doing? What you're doing? Is it not for money? Is it not for this? I say to them, why do I need to worry? I go to Italy and they buy me shoes. They buy me suit. Have you seen me with this type of suit before? Have you? Have you seen me with it? Some of you were surprised when you didn't even recognize me. Yeah, exactly. Because I'm looking very nice today. You didn't recognize me, did you? Exactly. This is what happens to you when you serve your country. And I remind you of one thing. All of you in this room and listening all over the world, you help bring about Biafra and your name will be immortalized. You become immortals. You don't know what Biafra means, do you? You think Biafra is like any other country? Biafra is the means through which your glory, there's something the Bible calls inheritance. You might have inheritance. Will be returned to you. So says the Lord of hosts, not me. It's in the Bible. I've read it for you before, haven't I? Deuteronomy chapter 30. Is that correct? You don't know who you are. That is what pains me. Every day I pray to Chukwu Abiama, I say, please reveal to some of them, maybe not to all, your greatness and your goodness. Try to remind them of who they are and what they came here to do. Your job here as a Biafran on earth is to worship God, nothing more, nothing less. So if you abandon that mode of worship, you go and worship anything else apart from Chukwu Abiama, you will suffer. I gave you an example. There are three children that God has on this earth. Hebrew, Ethiopia, Biafra. Two of them are worshipping other gods. How are they? Only one has remained true to say, thou shalt have no other God but me. And where they are, they run arguably the strongest military force on this earth. They are a colossal regional power. Colossal. Immense. The other ones abandoned God and was worshipping something else. They are swimming through the Mediterranean to survive, to eat. They go through the desert and they eat sand. They drink their urine to survive. Because you stopped worshipping God in truth and honesty. That's all. That is the crime you committed. And for that crime, Chukwu Abiama will wipe you away from the face of the earth. He will kill you completely and totally. Unless you turn back to him. So don't think that Biafra is just about one independent country. No. Is to return you to how God made you, which is to worship him. That's all. Don't worship him now. You see what will happen to you. The more stupid, rickety churches you build, the more armed robbers you get. The more hallelujah you shout every blessed day from a bacha, claiming you're praising whoever, the more kidnappers you will get. The more of this nonsense that keeps happening, the more the son of a governor will kill you. And there is nothing you can do about it. So some of you don't know that the son of Theodore killed somebody in broad daylight. And what did we do about it? Simple question. The answer is nothing. We must go to bring the news headlines and then we'll take calls and then hear from you. Devote more time today hearing from you. Just don't say something. We want you to say something from the depth of your heart regarding what we are doing. Why do you think we are successful so far? To unite all of you all over the world. Our coordinator traveled from here to where? To Sweden, is that correct? Was he received there very well or not? Very well. By who? By Biafrans in Sweden. Before now, could such a thing happen? Was it possible? I have issued a challenge. If you like, you die, we'll take you home. and bury you. How can befitting burial, Major? If you want. There is nothing Biafra cannot do for you. And you know the funniest thing, you know the difference between Biafra and Igbo meeting is that we will never abandon you. Never. Because Biafra is forever. And Igbo is just a language, not a people. You know, I don't say anything I'm not sure of. You know that. Anything I say is gospel. I defend it with facts, not dreaming. I research everything I tell you before I open my mouth to speak it. The same way that Yoruba is a language. The people that own it are called the Oyo people. Historical fact. I went to school to study. Not that I may be rich or make money, that I may acquire knowledge. That was why I went to school. I didn't go to school to study to become rich, to become local government chairman. No. That I may have knowledge, education, and wisdom. That's all. And all honor and glory belongs to Chukwu Abiyama for finding it worthy that some of us may be able to serve him through this medium. This is Radio Biafra. For our headlines today on the first day of March, we're reporting that kidnappers, listen very carefully, they ask you, why do you want Biafra? Kidnappers have threatened to kill Jonathan's foster father. They are demanding 500 million naira as ransom. With that type of money, we'll get you Biafra this year. 500 million, that will be Biafra this year. Amunye Beni Nokun, that will be Biafra this year. Our people don't understand how close we are. Okorocha suspicious moves towards total Islamization of Imo. I feel sorry for Imo State. I feel very sorry for them. Because that is where we'll get the most resistance from. Not from Hausa people, but from your own kind, from Imo State. Converted to Islam. But we will fight them and I will defeat them. I had a dream last night. A very serious dream. That there was a lot of anguish and wailing. And at the end of the day, there was joy, praise, and singing. We prepare you for what is to come. We don't garnish the truth, blend it so called anti. No, we tell you the way it is raw. In Imo State, we'll encounter the stiffest opposition because Islam is far more entrenched in Imo than in Ebonyi. Far more entrenched. And Chukwu Abiyama will start destroying us from Imo State. Not even Anambra, under Peter Obi, as I had thought. Imo State is the problem. Okorocha is saying he's going to relocate 5,000 shoemakers from Aba to Owerri. And you know how he's going to do that? If you believe in Islam, you come. And they give you maybe 100,000 naira. And then you go and convert your wife and your mother. And then you tell us about one Nigeria. Rocha, so Okorocha is a Trojan horse. That man is going to kill us. Unless we kill him. He will kill us. That man will destroy us. You watch and see. Nigeria is at war with Boko Haram, says Jonathan. Did he hear that English language? Unanukwa bekeba. Nigeria is at war. Did we not tell you that before? They say we are scaremongering. But now they've said, maybe now you listen. You know, sometimes I want to change my name to Omotayo or Momotola or Jide. So you believe me. Because you love Yoruba so much. Anything they tell you is wonderful. Isn't it? Maybe change my name to Oluwaseun. Then you can believe what I'm saying. Do you know they wanted to make a Yoruba lady? A Yoruba girl, the best actress. They call her the queen of actress or whatever nonsense it is. Do you know that? Yeah? Over and above the lives of patients. So, because they control the media and you don't, you see. They can promote anybody they like and there is nothing you can do about it. You don't understand what media means because it is not buying and selling. The profit is not instant, so you don't know the meaning of it. Before Zeke got independence for the zoo, he had media. You know that? Did he have a West African pilot? What do you think it was? Is it a media to sensitize people? Why do you think we have Radio Biafra? To call for parties? Jonathan's admission that Nigeria is officially at war. They're at war. We told you so. And no country can fight a war on two fronts. The Nigerian army is in the middle. The only place they have heavy armaments is Makurdi, Advanced Tactical Air Command, and Bauchi, where all their armory is. And no country on this earth now fights any war with armored tank. Do you know that? Do you know, as soon as you drive out of the base, you'll be disabled. Do you know that? Armored tank is useless in battlefield. Do you know that? Unamage. If we start anything now, if we start our uprising this year, the zoo is ending. If they turn to face us, Boko Haram will overrun them in the north. Do you know that? You have to be very, very tactical in your approach. Very, very. Now is the best time to colonize indeed, but make them Muslims. Don't get me wrong. Now is the best time to turn us into Islam. It is also the best time for us to be free. Now, Yorubas will disappoint you, but their punishment is going to be greater than that of anybody's. Yoruba, when I speak, you write it down on a piece of paper. When it happens, you refer it and say, oh, you remember when you only heard it on radio. Their punishment, Yoruba people. Chinedu Oji, the murderer of John Ndoboka, I told you, he has sued the National Mirror for defaming of character, demanding $600 million. And people ask me, why are you always angry? Chineke Bokwa, when you walk, Dara, why are you angry? Look at this buffoon. Shot Ndoboka. Ordered the so-called orderly to shoot Ndoboka in cold blood. He has the, instead of him to be in a cell somewhere awaiting trial, he's boasting and saying, I'll sue the mirror. This is what happens to you when you put money over and above honor and decency and truth. This is what you get. It could be you. Don't go home and argue with them. They will shoot you dead. You die there for nothing. And a four-year-old boy has been kidnapped in Calabar, hopefully making its way to Onitsha to be sold. Do you know Onitsha is a slave market? Do you know Onitsha is a slave market? Oh, you don't know? You buy and sell in Onitsha. So, yeah? I like when you say about Bikon. Oumuahia is one of the largest baby factories in the world. That UNESCO is getting worried. One of the largest in the whole world. The amount of babies coming out of Igbo land every blessed day is uncountable. Being sold. We're continuing on a high sea, called low sea, called a river. The mama born now. Buying and selling. Do you know what is wrong with buying and selling? I'm not against mercantile people that buy and sell to survive. I'm not against it. But the truth must be spoken. Any day you don't find anything to buy and sell, buying and selling. Anything nearest to you, you sell that thing. Everything you see is profit and loss. Profit and loss. Nothing else matters to you. If the telebroker is coming, you are calculating the loss you will get if they approach you. And the gain you will get if they retreat. And in the process, your head is cut off. Mercantile mentality. No country on this planet Earth survived mercantilism. Buying and selling. Four-year-old baby. Kidnapped in Calabar, making their way to Onitsha to be sold. And maybe sold very close to a church, to a Pentecostal church somewhere. Where people are shouting, praise the Lord. Amazing. And they are saying that the Nigerian army is among the best in the world. I leave you to judge that. Nigeria must protect civilians amid the alarming increase in attacks, according to Amnesty International. My dear Amnesty International, where were you when Odi was bombed, my dear Amnesty? Where were you when 3.5 million people were being slaughtered, 1 million children being starved to death, when every money belonging to Igbo, to Biafran families was taken away from them by Awolowo? He used it to buy Coca-Cola, buy Cadbury, and buy shares in ACOA, buy up Leventis shares, PZ Industries, Patterson Zoconis. He used it to buy shares in Lever Brothers. You don't know this? Where was Amnesty International? I am blaming Britain. Britain has a grand design. They love Hausa people. Britain wants you to be Islamized. Do you know that? Britain wants you to be completely Islamized. Because they're showing their hand. We know what the Knights Templars told Pope when they returned to Rome following their first crusade they made to the Temple of Solomon. There are some things you don't know. And that is why they don't want Biafra to come. Because Biafra sits on the meridian, arguably the center of the earth. Some of you don't know that. That we sit in a very pivotal place. Some of you don't understand that. They shifted the meridian to the left so it will be Greenwich. But they know that the meridian is actually Biafra land. They know that very well. The center, the epicenter of the time in the whole world. Some of you don't know that. They shifted it 1 hour to the left. Sometimes they bring it 1 hour to the right as well to correspond with us. Biafra is more than a country. More than a country. You will see what will happen. Come out on the 30th of May of this year and remember the dead. Then you will see what will happen. Then you will believe us when we speak to you. Those are the new headlines. We must now go on to bring the new summary before we open our lines and then obviously take your suggestions, your calls, your queries, anything you have to say. 4 days after he was kidnapped at his residence in Otuoke, Bayelsa State Chief Inegite Nitabai, the septuagenarian foster father of President Goodluck Jonathan, may not regain his freedom unless a whopping 500 million ransom is paid as demanded by his captors. The kidnappers, who had been incommunicado, finally opened up to the family of their captive with a demand after 3 days of anxiety and fear for the family and sympathizers. And just as his family members were jolted by the demand, which they consider very outrageous, the abductors of the septuagenarian foster father of President Jonathan also threatened to kill the old man if time is wasted in meeting their demand. Those of you that started Radio Biafra with us will know that I told you that the same kidnapping you're seeing today will affect everybody. If you are, I said it on air, didn't I? Everybody will be affected, even you. You know, they look at a woman this day, crying akara, they take her, match her to the cash machine. 10,000. 3,500. Then you price them. It may come down to 3,250. It will happen to all of you. Because we have developed what I call the Pharaoh mindset. You see something happening and you're saying, oh, it won't affect me. It's only other people. Until you're consumed. And by then it's too late. Even Jonathan. If anybody has said to Jonathan that your foster father will be kidnapped, do you think he'll believe it? And worse is going to happen. Do you also recall when I told you that Boko Haram will overwhelm Buhari? That he has created a monster. Do you remember? What is happening today? They're telling him they are going to kill him. He has created a monster. He cannot stop. Nobody can stop Boko Haram. Not you. Not UN. UN can't save you. It's too late. The time of reckoning has come. This is now it. The Imo State government has concluded plans to relocate about 5,000 shoemakers of its indigents. Can you believe such nonsense? So you are an indigenous of Imo. Me, I'm indigenous of Abia. Or maybe Oru West. Indigenous of Oru West and indigenous of Oru South. Yes? So we are not one anymore. Yes? So our progenitor, Eri, that gave birth to all of us, made a mistake then. Where is he the indigenous of? For his children. You are the indigenous of where your father or your mother comes from. So what happened to Ungwa people that moved from Mbise to where they are today? I'm asking. What area are they indigenous of? Do you see what this Hausa man is doing to us? He will go to Aba, he will take Imo State indigenous. We can't wait for Biafra to come soon enough. He said he'll take them back to Owerri to run the state-owned shoe industry. The state commissioner for industry and non-formal sector, Mrs. Ugochi Nnanna Okoro, announced this at a media briefing in Owerri, the state capital. She said the move would make the state a destination of choice in shoe industry, just as the state government has also advocated for the abolition of federal ministries in the state for their non-viability. I'll leave you to digest that. What Okorocha is doing to you. Nigeria's presidency on Friday said the country was at war with Boko Haram, apparently backing off previous claims that the Islamist rebels were on the run and desperate. This was a man that said yesterday, I will crush them. I will defeat them. Today is admitting they are in a full-scale state of war. America could not defeat them in Iraq. Russia did not defeat them in Afghanistan. Britain is in hell, man. They're trying to run away. America is negotiating to run away from Afghanistan. And wretched, imbecilic Jonathan thinks he can defeat Boko Haram. The same people, the same ideology, the same finances of Boko Haram came and overwhelmed the Hausa people. These are Fulanis. The cleverest thing they did is even to use Hausa people to fight Hausa, the same way they have given you Rocha Sokolocha to fight you. They will use Rocha Sokolocha to defeat you. They will crush you with Rocha Sokolocha unless you do something about it. That man is patently evil. And when it happens, I will tell you, Lekwanya Rashem, I told you so. Did I not warn you before about all these wretched governors? What have they done for you? Did I not warn you about Peter Obi? Did he not go to Ezu River and slaughter many of you? Did he not take your money from Anambra and go and build the largest shopping mall in Africa in Abuja? Amazing. Are you people Biafrans at all? Sometimes I wonder. We are not as hot-headed or as radical as we used to be. What we have now are people looking for Biafra to Onitsha, collecting 20,000 naira if you land your container. Amazing. President Goodluck Jonathan's administration has been fiercely criticized over its handling of the conflict, both for its inability to stop massive attacks on defenseless civilians and for what some have described as mixed and contradictory messages on the severity of the crisis. Jonathan has termed the ongoing military offensive in Boko Haram's northeastern stronghold a success and maintained that normality will be restored to the embattled region by May. On Friday, the presidency spokesman Doyin Okugbe told private channels television station that the Boko Haram conflict was a war situation. We are dealing with a very, very serious enemy, he said. This is how I want them to talk about us. Did you hear what I said? I want them to rise up in the morning and say they are dealing with a very formidable adversary in Biafrans. We will overrun them. 67 to 70 is not 2013 to 2015. I'm telling you, we will defeat these people. All it takes is for you to rise up. That's all. Wherever you are, on the 30th of May, if you stand up, that is basically you're giving us a signal that you're now ready for us to go. We're not asking you to come, we'll go ourselves and do it. We will defeat them. They are not formidable as you think. When we fought them in 67 to 70, we fought Britain, Russia, Egypt, USA, OAU, Austria, all of them. We fought the whole world for 3 years. Do you seriously think that a wretched, stupid army being pursued by Boko Haram can stand 6 months with us? Let's be honest. Somebody came, the French deputy ambassador came to our land, and he said, before I came here, they said to me, that Biafrans fought like heroes, and I came here and I discovered that heroes fight like Biafrans. Any war commander will tell you is because they don't want to give us credit. That defeats that the Biafrans accomplished between 67 and 70 is unparalleled in the history of warfare. We were blockaded air, land, and sea. We sustained the siege for 3 years, fighting the whole world with two hands tied behind our back. And they took the British to come and give us influenza for them to defeat us. Do you know they gave us the disease called influenza? Do you know that? You don't. We are telling you today. So Nigeria is at war. For those who don't know. For those who are still burying their heads in the sand. You know, they don't read the news back home. They rent home movie with Nkwobi and go to Julius Boyi. And they go to sleep. They don't read the news. They are at war. In other words, if you have anybody living in the north, they are dead meat. They are now killing Igbo army officers. They are killing them. For your information himself, which was first broken by a national mirror newspaper, the media house has been sued by Orji over what they describe as defamation of character. In a letter written to the media house by his lawyer, Chief Barrister C.C. Wabuko, the claimant detailed how Orji was inundated with calls from across the globe following the report on National Mirror website that he ordered the security aide to shoot John over a minor disagreement. They dismissed the report of the paper who called Orji a rascal, an impostor, highly temperate, pugnacious, disrespectful, and a murderer. They noted that their client is a practicing engineer and chief executive of many companies. as well as the undisputable, reputable son of Amu Ukweoba Ibeku of Ikwano Mwaiha clan, who is loved by his people on account of his father's giant stride in governing the state. It sounds like what they will write about Saddam Hussein's son or Muammar Gaddafi's son. These people are doing this because we allowed them to. Do you know that? In the absence of good men, what happens? Evil. Evil, we enjoy. My boy, evil. It sounds sweet. Enjoy. I'm over. A 4-year-old boy, if young adult, has been abducted at the Ekorimin axis of Calabar, the Cross River State capital, by hoodlums who raided the community in an. Hi, dear Lord. The red community. So you can take your child or your children back home from Barcelona and you're walking the streets and a car will stop and snatch one of your children and drive off. How would you feel? And some idiots ask me where I want Biafra. As if they're mad. I pray to God that the fate of this little boy, 4-year-old, will befall anybody who does not see Biafra as a way out of our mess. I pray to God in heaven. All these people in America keeping quiet, those of them in Europe, please, dear God, Chukwabiam, when they go home, may their children be abducted and sold. The Chief of Army Staff, Kenneth Minima, said on Friday that the Nigerian Army was among the best in the world. Minima, who is also the reviewing officer, made the statement at the passing out parade of 70 recruits intake trades men and women held at Depot Nigerian Army Zaria Kaduna. What is he doing there? They asked him to relocate to Borno State. If you are the best in the world now. Do you know that every general in the Western world, you go to the field to lead your troops? Do you know that? Is that correct? Only in the zoo. Is it because you see them with green uniform, you think they are strong? Huh? Do you know that Boko Haram is chasing them? They are running away. The pastor was calling them to come. They said, no, they are running from Boko Haram. Pastor was saying, come, come, look at them. They are coming there. They left and they are running. They are gone. With their gun, they are running away. After they were, as I said, they called it tactical retreat. Tactical retreat. Sometimes I wonder why we are afraid of this bunch of retards. They are nothing. They are recruited from Niger, from Chad, from Benin Republic, from Northern Cameroons. They cannot match either of you. The gun they have is AK-47, which is freely available to everybody else. What determines the outcome of any battle is the brevity of the men engaged in it. That was how the Fulanis defeated the Hausas. The Fulani army had only 20 horses. The might of the entire Hausa army in Gobert mounted to thousands. 20 horsemen from Fulani defeated the Hausa army. Why? Because they had Hausas working for them within the ranks of the Hausa army. The same thing they have done to Utoju Zokalo and Roger Sokorocha. They are the Trojan horse. It's for you to decide if Nigerian army is one of the best in the world or not. Amnesty International is alarmed by the increase in attacks by unknown gunmen on people in the northeast Nigeria and called on the government to take effective measures to protect the people and to prevent further human rights abuses. Since the beginning of this year, according to them, the attacks have intensified. Over 600 people have been killed by gunmen, often suspected. Do you know why they say often suspected? They don't want to blame Hausa Fulani people. Because they are the ones that empowered them. Britain gave every support to Hausa people to kill as many Biafrans as possible. Did anybody try them for war crimes? Do you know the only war on this earth in modern times that did not have any war criminal tried? Is the Biafra-Nigeria war. Do you know that? The British sponsored Boko Haram. They created the mess. You see, it's because we are not intelligent enough. If we are, we can send Britain into bankruptcy. Do you know that? Not oil. What is oil? For every death in the zoo, they are complicit in the murder of people because they created the nonsense. 67 to 70, we said, let this killing stop. They said, no. You must keep killing each other whilst we watch you for our own amusement. So you don't know that Britain is the cause of all the mess in the zoo. But because, anyway, we are buying and selling things. We are shipping container. When he gets there, they will seize it. That is our news today. The headlines and accompanying news summary. I have nothing to say to Amnesty International. Too little, too late. Do you think Boko Haram gives a damn what Amnesty is thinking? I'm asking you. Do you think they give a toss? They chased U.S. government away from Iraq. It's driving them away from Afghanistan. What makes you think they won't do the same in the north? Their arms supply is limitless. Before, did Boko Haram have SUVs to carry out attack? Jonathan released them and gave them $3 million each, 165 of them, on the orders of the Sultan of Sokoto, Abubakar the Third. On the orders of the same Sultan, this useless, weak, imbecilic Jonathan fired the Hijrika. And because our people don't read between the news, the Sultan was saying to restore unity in the army. People didn't know that the Nigerian army were fractured because they were sending Biafrans to the war front. If you shoot a Boko Haram person, they dismiss you. They court-martial you, they dismiss you from the army. So people knew that once you dismiss Hijrika, that their advance would be unstoppable. And the useless, hopeless Jonathan acquiesced to their demand. And what's happening today? He's being apart from these huge black people in Africa. Have you seen any country in this world that build houses by molding block, cement and sand with water? I'm asking a simple question. You don't know this, do you? Is there any other civilization on earth that builds a house by mixing cement with sand and water and leaving it outside to dry. I'm waiting. Is there any other race on this earth that roofs their house with zinc? Huh? The same Britain that asked you to go and mold block with cement. Oh, it's easy. Use zinc to put your roof. It's easy. In their own place, they use zinc to roof. This is your G. Chineke meruna bare. Chineke meruna bare. Therefore, when it's raining, you cannot even hear yourself talking. You know, when we are small, when it's raining, you can't hear each other now. You'll be shouting. Like, you know, that's why we're in a zoo. Myself included. I don't exclude myself. I don't want people to start grumbling. I'm one of those animals the British created. Living in a zoo. When it's raining, you'll be shouting on top of your voice. Nobody can hear you. They banned asbestos, yet they give you ceiling to seal your house with. That is why people are dying now. And many more will die, I'm afraid. Everywhere around us is asbestos. You disrupt it, you're gone. If you've survived it, it's because you're very lucky. That is where we used to drink from. To tell you how evil these people are. The water supply in Omuahia, all the way to 1982, when water stopped running, the pipe was asbestos. Ask anybody. You know that gray asbestos? By that time, they banned it in Britain. It was an offense. If you see asbestos in your house, you make so much money, you sue somebody. But they are giving it to us to drink. They tell you how evil some people are. Drink asbestos and die. So they can take your oil. You know how God saved you. You know that corruption and incompetence has two sides. It was the corruption and incompetence of the politicians that stopped urban water supply from continuing, thereby saving lives. If not, by now, we'll all be dead. Imagine drinking water coming from asbestos for 10, 15 years. After you turn away, you won't go now. Asbestosis, you die off. Then they will now tell you, your local Pentecostal pastor will tell you it is your uncle. Oh, TBKG. Man, you believe a warrior. Ignorance. Instead of you to give me ignorance, give me the worst disease on this earth. You believe a wounded warrior. Ignorance is very, very bad. And that is why we lecture, we educate, we enlighten, we inform. That you may get angry. We don't preach our gospel so you'll be happy. I want you to be depressed. I want you to want us to give you a gun so you can come with us and go and fight for your honor and dignity. Is Catalonia not fighting for their dignity? You know, if I'm them, I'll drive all of you away once we get independence. Do you know what I'll tell you when I'll drive you to the airport? Go back to your place and do what I have done here. Huh? You know that? This is Radio Biafra. Once again, the number to call is +34 602 173 882. Is that correct?
Yes.
+34 Laika, for those of them who are here in Spain, +34 602 173 882. This is Radio Biafra. We are live in Barcelona. The people did not recognize me because I'm wearing a new suit. I looked at him, he was looking at me as if, do I know this person from somewhere? It's me. They bought me clothes in Italy. So why do I have to steal? I can't steal now. If I want you, you buy for me. If I want clothes, you buy me. So what is my problem? I owe you one thing. That is to guide you towards where Biafra is. I did not say to get you, I said to guide you towards where Biafra is, because Biafra is your own, not mine. I won't want Biafra. You go and get it. But it will be there at the front, not at the back. To make sure you get Biafra. That you will leave a lasting legacy for your children. forever and ever, there will be a country called Biafra once again. And the glory of God, Chukwu Abiam, will be called down to this earth. Our lines will be open. Please, you give anybody who wants to speak the microphone to speak, please, because the world is listening and this is Radio Biafra. Please, who wants to speak, questions, anything, we want to concentrate here. We want people here to devote your time listening to us, please. Listening to us. Go ahead. It's off. Why is it off, please?
Yeah. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I want to use this opportunity to thank every Biafrans here.
Before you continue, because you're here with us, let's take this call. 1 second. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you give us your name, the caller on the phone? They've run away. They couldn't handle it. They ran away. Please go ahead.
This opportunity to thank every Biafrans, mostly the ones that come very far, like this guy, like the Bamaka chairman who came in from Matore.
From where?
Matore is one town. It's one town a little bit outskirts of Barcelona. And our brothers who came in from Vic.
That's very good.
And I want to still use this opportunity to thank Udoza, because it takes courage. Yes, indeed. It takes courage after last hitting.
And he has
still
done
managed
well.
To come. That shows that
he has done well.
He still have the spirit of Biafra.
Yes. Every connection we have here, he gave it to us. Makadiga, Makandio.
Yeah, that's why I try to. Wait. That's why I make sure that he came here to feel belong. So I want to thank every Biafran director. You are right. When I saw you, you really proved that you went somewhere. Italo connection. Thank God.
Hey.
So there is one thing I just want to say here, a little thing. From what you've just said about British, I think you're right. But in a way too, like our leaders, like I don't call them leaders because these people never lead me well until now. So like people like Zeke, Mr. Zeke or whoever they call themselves, they were having still the opportunity to say we want to go then. But they failed. So all the blames should not go for Britain. That's my own personal opinion. I don't know. Later you correct me. All the blame
will go to them because they brought the Bible with them.
Okay.
As they were coming. To make you very quiet and docile. Do you know they put fluoride in water? Do you know why you cannot get rebellion anymore in America and Britain, regardless of what the government does? Because they put fluoride in water. And because they are farming fish, all the fish you eat contains estrogen, which means it's turning men into women. You become very, very funny. If you see your wife's lipstick, instead you feel attracted to your wife's lipstick. You don't know what's estrogen? You know what that is? Okay. That is what? To turn a man into a woman. That's why you have them everywhere, even Obama himself. You know what I'm talking about. So they put fluoride in water, you become very docile. Very amiable. Fluoride, the thing you get in toothpaste, yes. They put it in your water in the UK and you drink it. Very docile. That was what Adolf Hitler used to control the Germans. Their brain. Say if they say Hail Hitler, they do Hail Hitler. Fluoride, go and investigate fluoride, what it does to people. Please go ahead.
So, just to make it short and brief. So, the last contribution I want to make here is that from what I've just seen and what I've just, from my own personal thinking, I think that as we, the Biafrans, have sinned against God, one way in many ways, as we have abandoned our God, which is Chukwu Abiam Okike. I think after many years, with the coming of this movement of these indigenous people of Biafra, they are waking their awareness of Radio Biafra. I think God has decided to save us once more, because I think we have learned our lesson from all the suffering and all the mess in the zoo. So with this Boko Haram now and all these things, I think it's a way, it's a sign or a signal God wants to show us that he is doing the work himself. We never shoot one person in Gowan's area, but the fight is already there. So I think even the 3-point-something million counting, they will get the number very soon from what is going on there. So from my own personal thinking, I think the God is already doing, like I sent the tetes fly or the flies before, I think he has just decided to come again to rescue us this time around. So we are still afraid. Like many of our Biafran brothers, they are really scared. This is the truth. About if they just talk about this war, you know, that war was a genocidal war, and they hit us and nobody talk. They hit us to submission.
No, because we did not talk.
Nobody's talk.
We did not. We accepted Opa Biaseka.
So
had somebody gone to Opa Biaseka and assassinated him, would have been a better people by now. That was when the reward of all saboteurs started. After they used the Opa Biaseka, then the Hausas will now say, oh, unless you're prepared to sell Igbo interests, we won't appoint you. Remember Mbadiwe that sold your airport to Kano? Do you remember him? Do you remember Nwobodo that was speaking Hausa? Do you remember that Ojo Zokalu took every member of PDP in Abia State and went to Jos and voted against Ekweme? Do you know this? Uriyoma. When you're 1 year ago, people don't understand that everything you do, claiming you're fighting for the people, that there will be radio, Biafra will hold you to account. If you sold Ekweme, your brother, then what nonsense are you preaching to us now? Very simple. Please.
So from what I'm saying is, after that war, that genocidal war, our people have become scared. But now, with the coming of Radio Biafra, mobilizing all the indigenous people of Biafra, Echukwu Abiyama has decided it's the time he will start acting before we get our own, before we get prepared. That's why even Gowon, he's in a mess. All those Danju, mostly the North, I'm really sorry for them, the Northern Christians. They are one of the people, even they fought us more than the Hausa Fulani people. So Echukwu Abiyama has already started the war over there. So I believe with the numbers that is going every day, 60, 100, 80, every day counting. If you just, you know, if anybody, because I've just done that before, I took my calculator to jot down numbers that have been wasted in the zoo for about three weeks now. The number is staggering. And I know the ones the newspapers are reporting is just a tiny of what is happening there. So I think God has already started the fight. And this zoo, I think the way I see the zoo is going nowhere. Because as this terrorism has come, because I learned that armed robber was not before. After the war, armed robber came in. Now, up to today, we have armed robber. When kidnapping started, before they used to kidnap little children. Now they kidnap adults. Even adults with collars and gun, they kidnap them. So that one has come permanently. Now they kidnap everywhere in the zoo. How they call it? Corruption is always, it was there from the beginning. So all evil thing, when it come, it doesn't go out. So this Boko Haram of 18, terrorism, we have, you know, even the ones that killed a British soldier, they were all Christian before, converted, some of them. And now they have the guts to kill somebody, you know, from Britain. So terrorism has entered. I don't think it's going anywhere. They will stay. It will stay there forever.
Never.
So that's what my own personal opinion. And I know this war, God is already fighting it before we are coming. So it will remain there. The Northern Christians, either all of them die or all of them run. This is two options. They convert to Islam.
I wish they kill all of them, personally. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, and our lines are open, please. Our lines are open. You can call us. The number to call, if you wish to be part of us, please. Also, you have to do some job, which is to slide that there, and then that's it. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? How can somebody call and not say anything? We ask them not to call us, please. If you don't have anything to say, do not call us again. Please, my dear brother, go ahead.
Praise God. My fellow Biafran, I thank you all. My goes like this. You see, when our broadcasting is talking, he says that that Chukwu Abiam has turned his back for us, which is true, but I reason it so that is in another form. Chukwu Abiam turned his back for us truly, but Bible says that if you offend God and turn back to God, God will turn back to you. The problem is not maybe God turned his back to us. The problem is us. Because faith without work is dead. We will go further. That is, if we want to get Biafra, the thing that we are facing is within us. I mean, our so-called elders. Maybe the president himself, our so-called elders are the problem that we are facing. I could remember, I think 1998, I followed Just Fight. That was the Congo-Russia fight. I took gun. I know what I did. In presence of Biafra, it is the same thing we are fighting for that time. And many died. And many survived. When he's speaking, he says that the people that die in North, they have turned to what? To slaughter the meat, which is true. I don't know how someone call himself Biafran. He will go to northern zone and build mansion. When we are talking of Biafran, the person will not allow you to set it out. He will like to did what? To quench the fire. Why the fire is burning on you, like me? I don't know how to say it, but if Biafra will stand today, I think I'm one of them, because I would go any length to see that the Biafra stand. I've been going there. I know, so that from anywhere that I was, I have to make sure that this Biafra take his stand. So the problem is not we. The problem is the people that is ahead of us, our leaders. Now we are here. The gentleman has already come to tell us that this is the Biafran. He says something. He says, how do we trust him? When he say kill, we will kill. He say come out, we will come. Because some of them have already betrayed us. Even me. I've been following, going to Enugu, going to that was the time of Wazulike. I've been following. But how do we make sure that this will work? Is there a question? How do we make sure when we say come out, you come out? Though you can, maybe you don't have money, but you put your energy and whatever that it takes. It's not, money is not everything.
It's not, I agree.
Sometimes you will see someone talking of Biafra, they will give him money. And you that is following him, you will be as if you have pushed hand in shit. He will be enjoying and telling you that no problem, you have to forget this matter. That after all, this day, you know, many things has already.
Oh, okay, yes, yeah, man.
I've been seeing many
things. That's a strategy we are using.
To this
strategy
that we are saying now. So, she said that let us come together. God didn't leave us. God is with us. If God did leave us, we will not be here today. It's because God is with us. That is why we are here. We have been gathered in again. To make sure that Biafra did what? Stand. That land. My father told me that is land of milk and honey. That is flowed with milk and honey. One time I asked my father, this guy says about thief in Nigeria. My father, why is it that seems like it's only Igbo that they used to rob in Nigeria? Say yes. After the war, Awolo will give them 20 pounds. According to my father, say he give
not
them.
Not it's the truth.
He said he give them 20 pounds. Then when you went to collect that 20 pounds, it's nothing for you. And he will tell your brother, say, see you, I'm going to collect my own tomorrow. He will carry stick and go and wait for road. From there, thieves. That is thief multiply, because they treat us like goats. So now we are here. As we are here, what are we going to do? It's not them. It's not maybe Zodatan, but we here. We that we are here now, this is our time. This is now. It's not that time, but this is now. What are we going to do to show that, yes, we are trying to fight this Biafra come out? Hausa will not win us anymore. I fight once. I know what we see, and I know how do we fight it. I fight with machete until I have gone. So if I was 20 Hausa man will stand with me now, I will kill all of them. Because I know how to deal with them. I know how to deal with them.
Like that
time in Morocco, we say if one Igbo guy die, we will kill 20 of them. And we do it. People that they pass Morocco, they will know. Anybody, people that they pass Morocco, they know. And any time that we lose one single soul, we will kill 100. So let us not be saying that we'll be doing this. No. If you want to come out and do something so that people will see. I don't believe in talking, I believe in action.
Yes, sir.
I greet you people again.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. And a round of applause for him, please. He spoke very, very well. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype, if I'm not mistaken. He's been holding for a very long time. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra from Barcelona.
Hello, Director. Good morning, sir.
Good evening from here. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Okafor Meg from Malaysia. I'm calling once again.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. I am calling not on about the broadcast of today, but I'm calling as my own service because I have a testimony to share.
Please go ahead. We want to hear it.
All right. Thank you, sir. So, you know, the Lord did something. Chukwu Abiyama did something yesterday morning, and I tell him that if he actually do this thing for me, I will come in the presence of his children to testify. Actually, yesterday after the broadcast here, the broadcast ended 4 a.m. in the morning. So I went to the sitting room with my brothers to sit down. So we are watching on the television, and immediately, few minutes to 5 a.m. in the morning, we hear the sound of a car and noise everywhere. So my brother went outside to open the glass. The score that he saw, immigration up to 50, we are at the downstairs of our block, everywhere immigration. So we all went inside and off the light. So I went on my knee and prayed to God. I tell him to let these people pass us by, that they shouldn't see us, because none of us are with our passports. That they shouldn't see us, and if he can do this for me, I will come in the presence of his children to testify what he have done. And you know what really happened? These people came to our own block first. Our block was the first place that they came. They started knocking every door. They started knocking every door. And our own door, including our own door. But the worst part is that they broke other people's door, but they didn't break our own. We didn't open till the raiding was over. They packed more than 50 people, but we were safe inside our house. They didn't break our door. So I said, no, I must come to his children, because, Director, you are a prophet. I learned one something from you. There was a day you preached, after preaching, you said those Yoruba pastors or those things, that we shouldn't be going to those churches again. I found out it was actually true, because we are not being told the truth there. So, and I said, no, this is my family where I worship. You understand? So I need to come to the presence of God before his children to testify that the Lord has done something great for me. So that is why I'm here. To testify for his goodness, on what he has done in my life.
Thank you very much.
My brothers.
Thank you very much for that, but we don't want this thing to keep happening, do we? So the best thing for you to do is, I have said this before to all of you in Malaysia, go and all of you should come together, go and get a lawyer or two. There is something called class action. Go and file and say you are a Biafra. Nobody can deport you to Biafra. It is United Nations Convention. They cannot break it. Very, very simple. So you begin to work on your papers immediately. Can you see why we are fighting to take them home? We said it before. It's a good thing that you rang to say this, and we picked your call, actually, making it the first caller today that got through. We say to people all the time that when you worship Chukwu Abiyama, things happen to you.
Any other thing you worship is idolatry. That was happening. And I can prove it to you. That is why nothing you do can ever prosper. If you go to the village, they kidnap you. It will in war pay. Very simple. Because the Lord of hosts said, leave them and their God. I gave them that to worship. You are my children. Come and follow me. Why are we deaf? Huh? Do you know you were circumcised on the eighth day after you were born? A direct covenant that God made with Abraham. Do you know who you are at all? You don't. Please don't go the way of Ethiopia. Do you know that these people are blessed by God so much that God protected them the same way he protected us from Islam? Do you know that? And do you know that because of the way they went, they were not worshiping God in truth and honesty. They chose another God and decided to share Chukwu Abiyama's glory with another God. Do you know what they did to them? They gave them so much hunger that forever and ever the world will remember Ethiopia as that starving place where people cannot feed themselves. Do you know that? Till tomorrow morning. They were not colonized. They were saved by Chukwu Abiyama. But he starved them. Till tomorrow they are still very poor. Very, very poor. Because they decided to go another way to worship another foreign god. The same reason why, you know, there was a time that Israel broke into two. Judea in the south and Israel in the north. Do you know that? Please, let's take that call. Have we lost them? Please, who else here has something to say? Our brother that spoke, thank you very much. We want you to go and try and do something. Go and do something. Let's go to the line, please. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, director. This is Chukwemeka Ojukwu from France. Director, I can say I'm into trouble because today is every day. I think every day, if I did not listen to Radio Biafra, it's as if I have not eaten in the day. You know, and
yes.
I don't know how to, I cannot say I want to disconnect myself from it because it has been part of me today. What I want to say is just I want to tell our people one thing that is very important. And that thing that is very important because some people are still asking questions. How do you think you get this thing? Do we be afraid of this and that? One thing I want to tell our people is that they should know that there is one language that will keep us together, which is truth, the truth. When we stand on the truth, every Biafra man, if we want to get this Biafra, we must stand on the truth and tell ourselves the truth. I want to tell us something. I want to tell people something about truth. You know, have one somebody ask himself, why is it that only one religion is suffering out of the whole religion in the whole world? And out of that religion, which is Christianity, they are the one persecuting themselves even more than the people from different religions is persecuting them. Why? Because this gospel you are talking about was hijacked by Romans. Roman Empire was hijacked by Romans. This same Roman people that killed the whole apostles, that killed the whole disciples, persecuted them. The same Roman people took this gospel and they hijacked it and now they brought it to you after they must have removed some certain things and they bring it to you. And when they brought it to people, they did not give the people access to Bible. Bible was something that they keep in a secret place. People go to church by then with a catechism, a pamphlet. They don't go to a church with Bible because the only Reverend Father that have the right to read the Bible. Have you asked yourself, why is it that Muslims, they are united all over the whole world? If you kill one Muslim man in France, Muslim people will kill 500 people in Saudi, 500 Christians in Saudi Arabia. They will kill 1,000 people in Nigeria, Christians. But they kill only one man in France, so, for example. Have you asked yourself, why is it that Jewish people, they are one? When you tell Jewish man in the whole world, the whole Jewish people will come out.
Have you asked yourself a question? The question is that their religion has one language. There is no Muslim man that doesn't know how to read Arab. They pray in Arabic language. All of them, Ethiopia, in Saudi Arabia, in whatever country you are, when we see them praying, they are praying in that Arabic language. That language brought them together. And their Quran in Arabic. No Muslim man, no Islamic man does not know how to read their Bible in the Quran in Arabic language. And the Jewish people at the same time, because their prayers, my wife is a Jewish woman, you know, their prayers, when you go to synagogue, they pray in three languages. In Arabic, in Hebrew language, Aramaic, and Yiddish. That's one language. But your Bible has been translated in different, many, many languages, that the Bible has lost its the truth. That when a Frenchman will read his own in French, he come out, Englishman will read his own, they have... That is the reason why they never come together, because the truth has been mixed up with something else. The Roman Catholic, the Romans, they allow the Bible we are reading today, that we're supposed to be reading it in these three languages that the Bible was written, in Aramaic, in Hebrew, and in Yiddish. They allow it in different, many, many languages. That's the reason why you cannot love yourself when you see a Christian. If you don't belong to deeper life, I will say you are a Christian. If I belong to all the Shoreba churches, when I come out, when you see a Christian, I will ask you, which denomination are you? The first question they ask you. But a Muslim, an Islamic man can never ask you which denomination you are. When he sees a Muslim, a co-Muslim, he would tell him, assalamu alaikum. When a Jewish man sees a Jewish man, he say shalom. But when a Christian sees a Christian, he will say, which denomination are you? Which denomination are you? Because of what? Because the Roman people, they hijacked the gospel. The same people that killed the apostles. They are the same people that tell us, St. Peter, St. Paul, St. that, St. this. They are the people that killed them all. But they brought this message to you, this gospel to you, because they hijacked it and they adulterated the Bible and brought it for you to read. Let us embrace the truth so that we this Biafra. Ask yourself a question. Why is it that Christianity is only Christian religion that is having problems all over? Look at the people that brought Christianity to you in Africa, in Nigeria, that's true. The same British people, they gave you to the Muslims to kill you. They handed your life to these Muslim people to kill you, but they are your co-Christians. So have you seen it? Because the problem started from the Romans. The Romans that hijacked the gospel. Where is the Bible being printed? It's in Switzerland. Where they adulterated, they removed a lot of things. Go and find original Bible in Jerusalem. You will see that. You will say, God, why did they remove so many verses, so many chapters from the Bible you read today? But when you go to Jerusalem, you see the original Bible.
I will tell you how. Dukwan, thank you very much for that. I'll tell you how. They assembled at the Council of Nicaea in Byzantium, present-day Turkey, Constantinople, under Emperor Constantine, and they turned the truth upside down. I said this to people before. The only thing that can give you Igbo unity, Biafra unity, Ejo unity, Bibio unity, every unity, is truth, Eziokwu. When you and I are bound together by truth, nothing will make us quarrel now. What is going to make us quarrel? What's the quarrel about? But our people want to excuse everything. There are some children who are following people in APC, claiming they are doing Biafra. I said to them, Biafra is incompatible with APC. APC sent a Twitter message in response to what Gozie wrote. Gozie is our media chap who is in London. A Biafran, committed Biafran, born in the UK, but a diehard Biafran. APC said, we have starved you before, we will starve you again. Yet, there are some people claiming they are Biafrans in APC, when you tell them it's not good, they say, oh, you are quarreling, you are disagreeing with each other. Of course, we have to disagree if you're lying. In Atwasi, of course, we have to disagree. Why not? Only the truth can set you free. And the truth we preach on this radio station that I preach is that, as our dear brother said, the British colonized you, they brought you the Bible. But when war broke out between Muslims and Christians, did any Christian country come to help us?
No, never.
How did you come now, Jehovah? It's a very simple, but did any Muslim country come to help Nigeria? So there is something wrong somewhere. That was a very clear sign for all of you then to abandon this nonsense and go back to Chukwuabiama. I'm not asking you to go and tolerate Usu. I'm not asking you to go and start to worship Chinkam or Uchiozono, only Chukwuabiama. Thou shalt not kill. You know, because we will, the Ten Commandments. Go and keep it. Be obedient to your father and your mother. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Very simple things for you to do. But above all, do not offer praise to anything else apart from Chukwuabiama. Nobody else. Nobody. You will die. Try it and see. We continue this way. In the next 72 years, Igbo people will be wiped away from the face of the earth. You won't exist anymore. You will not exist. You will go extinct. You are playing with God. Do you know who God is? You're trying him. You have been building your useless, hopeless churches. Okay, where are you today? Take your child home. And you see people in Audi cars drive by and snatch your baby from you. Our people, God is very... anyway, Matabuichi. Because if I had those powers, I would close us down. I will open the ground and the ground will swallow all of us. How can you be showing somebody the road? They say the bush is better. How many times will something happen to you and you will learn? This is only once. One. First fool, no be fool. Second fool, now. Proper foolish, isn't it? We have allowed ourselves to wallow in this nonsense for a very long time. Today you do the same rubbish, nothing is improving. Don't think that when you come to Europe and you work and save money and send one container home that you've arrived. No. In this country, do you know how they judge people, a country that is doing well? Do you know how they judge it? It's called GDP. They don't look for the richest man and say, oh, this Barcelona is doing well. They look at the average person. Can you feed? Are you clothed very, very well? Do you have a place where you live? Your living standard as an ordinary person tells us if Barcelona is rich or poor. Not by one man that has a contract to build shopping mall. I don't know the type of school some of you went to. But the one I went to, the first thing they taught me was common sense. When I got the common sense, the professor handling my tutorial said to me, no, it's not common sense. It's not common. The ability to reason is not common. To be able to see the truth and recognize it, my dear, is not common. And then to have the courage to speak the truth is not common. How can you bring me Anglican Church, my dear? Anglican Church, we go to Synod. And then I'm being attacked by Muslims and Islam. You went and supported them by tying my hands behind my back, asking them to punch me and kill me. Hey, Mbano. There's something wrong somewhere, isn't it? Something is wrong somewhere, isn't it? And the more you accept what they give you, the more stupid they think you are. Do you know that? Do you think they love you because of it? Because you're answering Joseph or Kenneth, like myself, or Christopher. You think they will love you? They can't love you because you're not part of them. They look at you as an idiot because they will not abandon their name. Do you see Queen Elizabeth answering Chinyere? Then why would you answer their name? Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Hello.
Yes, please turn the system down. This is Radio Biafra. You start by giving me your name and where you are, please.
Reverend, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Your name, please, and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, this is Mr. Izuna Christian Walker calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. This is Radio Biafra. We're in Barcelona. Please go ahead. What would you like to say? Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. It's
Hello?
Echoing back at us. Your system is coming back at us. Turn it down.
Hello?
Please, who has something to say here? They don't understand. He will understand next time. Go ahead, please.
Good day, fellow Biafrans. I'm C. George Fabinike. I'm from Nanka in Anambra State. I must say thank you, everyone. Our guy is indeed, well, you're welcome. God bless you for taking a bold step. And I said the other time that our director, Ebro director, has no Zodom Wagayo Bolabo.
That's correct.
Welcome to Barcelona once
Thank
again.
Thank you. You people have set a record, you know.
Yeah. Thank God for that. We are very happy, you know. So I also want to use this platform to talk to my brothers all over the world, especially those living in Nigeria and outside Nigeria.
You mean the zoo?
The zoo,
what's
yeah.
What's called Nigeria?
Those are our people who are investing outside Igbo land. Like I said before, rivers of blood cannot bring peace. And also, we cannot have freedom without a bloodshed. I believe in freedom. I also believe in violence. Like I said, for us to be able to achieve this dream, I think we Biafrans need a military wing. A strong military wing with educated men, not like all those guys that are doing Mozob in Nigeria. Many of them, you know, they lack...
But we do already. But we're not allowed to discuss that on air. We do. We are prepared. We say we'll burn the zoo down. And Abaka, 300,000.
So I also want to advise those our brothers in Lagos, Kano, Abuja, those building, spending their hard-earned wealth, assault Igbo land, to come home. And they realize there's no place like home. I don't believe in Nigeria. I don't believe in religion. I'm a traditionalist. All religion were built in altar of deceit. I believe in Biafra. When I fight for something, I don't fight for self-interest. I can die for what I know that is my right. I can die for a cause that I know that is right. So I also thank you, our director, for your effort. And also, I thank you also. Anna, in our banner, the easy. One muddy will put a tie in the Amago. Now, Bahari hand in other easy. Thank you very much. And our Ibu director, I used to see this woman. I don't know. This is why I have Ibu. He used to talk about you. I don't know if you have anything with him or not.
Yes, I do. She's an Igbo woman.
That's what
I have in common with her. She's Igbo.
I'm proud of you, my brother.
Thank you.
All I know, I know one of
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yes. So, thank you very much, Onyisi.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In fact, I'm inspired by your wisdom and the high level of wisdom that Chukwuma had bestowed on you.
You are very kind.
So, I believe in Biafra. I would like all Igbos to join for this cause. I will know how we fought for our people when we are the other side. Like this our brother said, when one Igbo man fall, I think the other people, the 20 or 15, they fall down. That is how we do it. You know?
And that's how
I never betray my people. I don't live life of deceit. I'm an Aquarian. When I believe in a cause, I go for that cause. I'm an Aquarian. I don't fight things because of my selfish interests. But I want to see the zeal of the people I'm fighting with.
Yes, I agree with you.
When I say, my friend, I believe in you, I'm going with you. When I say yes, you say, although I'm not God. So thank you, Onyisi. Thank you, everyone, for coming, you know. God bless Biafra.
And you too. Yeah. Thank you very much. Well spoken. We must go to the line. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We're in Barcelona.
Yeah, my name is Emeka, and I'm calling from Dublin. So thank you.
Emeka, can you please turn your system down? Turn it down. Give us your surname. Ahana Gobogene. What is your father's name?
Line the caller on Skype. Give us.
My goodness me, people don't hear, do they? Give us your name, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Chibuzo Emeka.
Yes, Chibuzo. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
From Dublin, please go ahead.
Yeah, Ebu Director, I'm really grateful for what you are doing.
Thank you.
Hello?
We can hear you, the people here and the rest of the world can hear you, because I can hear you. Please go ahead. Say what you want to say.
I'm Chibuzo Chukwuemeka from Dublin, Ireland. I'm from Umudin.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Very, very well. Please go ahead. We can hear you.
Hello.
My goodness. You know what is happening? They want to hear their voice coming out of their system. We are in Barcelona. The speed of sound is about 850 miles per second. Yes? We send this thing from here to London, and then from London to the rest of the world. So it takes a while to get through to them. But they don't hear when we tell them, once you hear my voice, turn your system off. Speak to me via Skype. It's only you and I talking. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. And turn your system down. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Mr.
It's me. People don't hear today. Hello?
The same problem all the time. All the time. I don't know. Maybe we should stop taking calls. I don't know. Who else has something to say, please? Because these people... Who?
Some people coming now.
Yes, people coming now, yes. Yeah. Yes, and please have to speak here. Yeah. This is for you. Go ahead, please.
Hello, dear friends worldwide. My name, once again, is Adibe Uchesonde. I hail from Ihiala Nihiala local government area of Anambra State. I want to thank the Ebo director and all the entire crew members of the Biafran Radio, in that you have been doing a lot. You've been quite informative. I started listening to this Radio Biafra about 2 weeks now. As I said earlier on, my younger brother, who lives in Malaysia, was the very one that introduced me to Radio Biafra, seconded by my very good friend here, Samuel Kereke. He's a true Biafran. And having heard a lot over all these days, I was triggered off to join the Biafran people. In truth, I want a Biafra that will be more of action than verbiage, because action speaks louder than voice. I don't believe in talking. I also believe in action, because even the Bible recorded that faith without action or work is dead. I want to encourage every Biafran, wherever you are, to come out and support the Biafran people. This is a struggle of life, a struggle that will help us to alleviate the suffering of our people. Even if it is not at this moment, but time to come. A situation whereby evil is being handed down from generation to generation is not good. It should be condemned.
It should.
I heard a lot from you, Director, concerning the Anioma people.
Yes.
I remember some time ago when the Secretary General of Ezendibo paid us a visit in the company of Ezendibo here present. I mean, Colonel Arch was there. He talked to us as a father. And in that, after we had discussion with him, I fell in love with him because I saw a man that is vibrant. I saw in him, because at a time he said that if it were possible for us to fight again, that is, having seen the number of people, young Biafrans, that turned up at that meeting, he said, if it were possible for us to fight again. And again, he said something concerning the Amama people. He said that never before was the Biafran people divided, that they were all the same, that they were never divided until the Yoruba media came into limelight. They started disseminating false information.
Yeah, that is the job of Yoruba. That's what they do. That's how they eat. By they eat, they thrive where there is confusion and hatred. That's why I hate them.
Followed up with the division in the Biafran land. He started an example with the creation of states aimed at separating people that had one belief. Now, I want to say something concerning this, because I'm seriously concerned about what the Yorubas have done against our people. You see, I believe that the worst thing someone can do to me is by making my own brother to be my enemy. For example, in Anioma, the Iselupu people of Anioma traced their origin to Ezechima as their founding father. And then when you ask them, why the Ezechima, they said it is Ezechima. They said Ezechima migrated from Benin and then gave birth to...
How can somebody answering Chime, Ezechima, come from Benin? Ishorobandi and Mabikon. How possible is that? It's like telling me that somebody answering Chijioke is from Hausa land. Does that make any sense? Let me tell you one thing, my dear brother. I'm not trying to cut you out midstream. This is very, very important. The greatest thing that the Hausa Fulani people did, you know, as they were coming and conquering territories, they were impregnating our women. Do you know that? Some of them took our women back to the north with them. Do you know that? Some of them, including my mother, had to disguise herself with mud. When they came to my house and they took my mother's, my father's wedding picture, they were asking my dad, where is my mom? My dad said my mom died during all the ordeals we encountered. What happened was that they impregnated women as they were coming and they gave birth to nonsense, moral rubbish, in Anioma especially. Idiots who can't reason with useless Hausa Fulani blood in them, talking nonsense. How can your name be Chinedu? You say you're not Igbo. Are you not stupid? Are you not hopeless? What sort of imbeciles are these? Your name is Ngozi. You're telling me you're not Igbo. Are you that stupid? There's going to be a DNA test when Biafra comes. There will be a DNA test. All these idiots will be returned to where they came from. To Sokoto and to Maiduguri. Since they want to be one Nigeria. You don't know where you come from. They created states and we accepted it. They changed Obibo to Oyibo. We said yes. Umu Adolu to Rumu Adolu. We said yes. Umu Okuta to Rumu Okuta. We said yes. Every garbage we accepted. Because the Fulani people are the most clever. They are the cleverest people in Africa. If you don't know, let me tell you. It is not you. You are not clever. The Fulani are infinitely more clever than you are. Very, very clever people. They are not original today. Do you know that? They came. They are Moors. The offsprings of Moors. They came. They colonized and conquered Hausa. Hausa helped them to conquer every other person, including, I'm afraid to say, some parts of Anioma. because they cannot reason properly. They conquered Port Harcourt. They gave them abandoned property and bought them over. You stole your brother's property, because of that you're no longer Igbo. Aren't you stupid? Because of useless property, mortar and sand only. You claim you are from Ikore clan. Where did the Ikore clan come from? Tell us where they come from. They can't tell us. Please, we are on live. I'm on a live broadcasting here. That the world is listening. They must know that. It's very, very important. Very, very critical. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Do you see what I'm saying? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype.
Hello. Good morning.
This is unacceptable. You don't know you called Radio Biafra?
Good morning. I know. I'm trying to call the bus I'm listening from.
Are you in a nightclub?
Hello?
Are you in a nightclub? I can hear sound booming on the background. Are you in a nightclub?
I'm in my room. I'm in my room with my friends.
Can't you hear music booming in the background?
No. Oh, we're in the room. We are chilling in the room. We are talking.
That's better. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Okechukwu.
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 Yes.
From Umudi Mary.
Okay.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about the religious issue, this Christianity of a thing.
Go ahead.
I was born in an Anglican church.
Yes. But
the fact is that I hate Anglican more than any other religion.
I was also born Anglican. Go ahead, please.
Because every time I think of it, I didn't get the clue. Somebody came, give us the Bible. But when fight broke out, they support the Islam to kill the people they gave the Bible. I didn't get that thing didn't make any meaning at all. So in my life, I say my leg will never touch in the UK. I hate that country as a nation. Even if they give me visa right now, I reject it. I say I will never go to UK. In my life, till I die, I will never go to UK. I hate that country. Because the genesis of problem having in Nigeria today is from UK. So I call to congratulate you for the work you are doing. You are doing a marvelous work, and I really appreciate you for uniting the whole Biafran. It's not easy job.
It is not.
But you have done it.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. I was also born an Anglican. But you see, the truth must be spoken. Because I am without fear before my enemies. That is why I will go to our headquarters in Enugu and I'll broadcast from there. Continuously. After the broadcast, after the 30th of May March, I will remain there. You see, it is not your duty to beg anybody to give you Biafra. Because you are in your land. And somebody came with the Bible to you. Do you know who founded Anglican Church? King Henry VIII, a murderer. He killed the wives. The reason why they founded Anglican Church was because the Pope did not annul the marriage. He wanted to marry many women, that's all. So he keep beheading them, cutting off their heads. This OG, black people. May Chukwu Abiyama have pity on your souls. It is laughable. Laughable. He who goes to equity goes with clean hands. Do you know what it means? In other words, if you bring me anything, if you sell me religion claiming it is one brotherhood worldwide and it is false, I will disown it. That's the meaning of it. Enyu na arosa pirapi nu na efe. Onye wanyi na kpokwa nu na oku. Ofu nu ofu. Ema na kpokwa di ichi ichi. You know that God punish you comes in different ways. Do you know that? Yeah?
Yes.
A grown-up man, you cannot go to your father's compound and spend more than 7 days. That is punishment. Oh, yeah, uchineke kpokwa goku. Ane kubye. That's what it is now. Huh? That is the meaning of God punish you. That you gave birth to children, you can't take them to your village and leave them to play outside. When we were small, we used to play outside and get injured. Your mother will leave you. Do you know what she will do when you get back? You have two treatments. Miracle and iodine. Hot water and iodine. Next time, you won't go outside to go and mess about. She's not saying you can't play. You can play and bruise and scratch yourself, which is normal. You come back to iodine. Is that correct or not?
Yes, sir.
Can you allow your buttered kids with their nice dressing from Europe speaking Catalan to be outside the gate? I'm asking you. So you're actually taking your kids away from one prison to another prison, you see. The kids cannot be free to go and interact and play with their own kind, where they come from, because you are afraid that they will be kidnapped. My dear people, that is God punish you. That's the meaning of it. It comes in different ways, shapes, and sizes, but you will not see it, because it is you people that said, "Na agoronya woso toro babuko yasika ahona," and it is you that practice it. Nehi na wemevo kote layala. That is why I speak the truth. If you don't like it, you can go to the tallest building and jump from there. And I will even come to your burial and eat long grain rice. And wish you well. Biafra cannot be populated by men who cannot reason. Because if you can't reason, that means you are going to allow men to be dictators in your land. Yes. Do you see what we are doing? You think we don't know what we are doing? We want to raise your consciousness to a level whereby nobody can go into office and say they own you. You own them. Yes. If they misbehave, you throw them out of office. So who are they? That's what we are doing here. We are not here to insult anybody. We are here to make you, as they will say, think outside the box. Think something different from the norm. Because you've been doing the same thing over and over again. There is no profit in it now. Has not worked. So why can't you try something new? Is that not how it's done? Yes. You have a wound on the leg. There is tetanus in it. It has refused to heal. Every day you apply the same capsule. You know that's how they treat us in those days. They open capsule, the yellow one, and pour it on top of it. Exactly. Do you know that Chukwuebiam is great, you know? How did we survive? Sometimes I wonder how do we survive. Government College, Omaha, there's a place called Main Road Stream. Anybody that knows Government College, Omaha? That's the water we used to drink. You pick it up, it's like Lipton tea. It's as dirty as that. That was what we drank for 5 years. None of us, nothing happened to us. Go to there and drink from it. In fact, before you lift up the cup, you are dead already inside the water. We are special people. We want to build a Biafra whereby you vote somebody into office and they go to work on a bicycle. And you still respect them for the work they're doing for you. It's not the way how flashy they are, how many titles they have, no. Any day they go and steal 1 naira, you take them to court and put them in prison. Regardless if they're your cousin, your brother, it doesn't matter. That was why I said before that discipline is the key. Are you disciplined enough to, as all of you have fought for Biafra, Biafra comes, one of you is a minister of state and is corrupt. Can you go and arrest him if you're the police officer in charge of investigation? Or when you go there, you say, oh, remember how we used to be in Barcelona, we did this together. You say, okay, forget it. The moment you say, okay, forget it, you have ruined the country. Not in your lifetime, your children will suffer it. You have then allowed corruption to come in. Go to southern Italy, where you have corruption, and you see what is going on. Come to the north, where there is no corruption, you see the difference. We are not just raising Biafrans to go and get their freedom. We are raising you to think in a certain way so that your country will be better than this very place you're in. Unless you think that way, as Nonso reminded me today, that mathematics is the same all over the world. You know that? 1, 2, 3, 4, in any language is the same thing. Do you know that? That 1/2 is half in every language, regardless what it is. Do you know that if you mix oxygen and hydrogen, you get water? Regardless of the language you are talking to the things when you're mixing it. Ask yourself, why can't black people mix hydrogen and oxygen to get water? But the engineers, you know. Why? Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please. We are in Barcelona, in Spain.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please. I can hear you.
Okay, Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Ndubeze Matthew. I'm calling from Viterbo, near Rome.
Ndubeze, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes, we are the people that picked you the day we received you the first time you visited Italy.
Thank you very much.
From Tunisia, you know.
Thank you very much. So thank you.
I just want to thank you for the wonderful work you're doing. We appreciate. You are doing a very wonderful job for us. I also want to use this opportunity to thank God for granting you mercy journey wherever you're going. Because I strongly believe that the presence of God goes with you every time. That is why you are conquering everywhere. May the good Lord who created heaven and earth continue to grant us this, our quest for the restoration of our nation.
You see?
Director, before I go further, I want to just announce on air our meeting that will be coming on 9th of March. And I want to use this opportunity to call every Biafran living in the table, Penny, that we are having our meeting on night by 6 p.m. near Ote train station. When you come there, you can contact us through this number, 320-3877-539. I repeat, 320-3877-539. So when you come, call this number, we will give you the assistance you need. That's another thing I want to tell you or ask you is about Dr. Lese Kweme. I read the book that Chinua Achebe wrote before he died, you know, that was a country. And I saw many names there, those that fought. He mentioned this, the role he played. But I did not hear any name or anything about Dr. Lese Kweme. Where was he during that period? And I also want to use this opportunity to call all Biafrans that we have to join hands together to move further. We need to move further. Because if we are staying at home or not contributing our contribution, we cannot go further than this. We need everybody to come out wherever you are. It is a just cause. The mistreatment has been so much that even before now I was wondering why is it that our leaders could not come out to talk about the evils that we are receiving in Nigeria. So it marvels me that most of those big men will stay there hearing about this killing, and they will not do anything. A lot of evil is befalling us every day. We can't continue to be living in a country that did not allow us to be, did not allow us to develop our destiny. Everybody knows the story of Dr. Ezekiel Izogu. The only crime he committed was because he was a Biafran. They kill us at every slight provocation, they kill us. This cannot continue. We must stand up on our feet, get what God has given to us, and go home. We are suffering here today, even as I'm talking to you from Italy. Many people lost their job, they are not doing. It's very difficult to take care of yourself and your immediate families, not to talk about your extended families. It is time for us to go home.
that nobody has done what you have done to us. When I remember you, I will always cry, and my prayer is that God will continue to guide you. As long as you continue to do this job, God will be with you. Remember, even when Daniel was put into the lion's den, after everything, he came out, and no manner of want was found in him, because he believed in his God. As long as we believe in our God, Chukwu Abiama, no matter of want, we found in you and your family, and in the lives of all indigenous people of Biafra, wherever they found themselves.
Yes,
it is an obligation that we must go home, reclaim what God has given to us, and worship our God. Director, move on. We are standing behind you. Keep this flag flying. Thank you, and may God bless you and all Biafrans all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you too. Well spoken. Well spoken. And God will continue to bless each and every one of you. Did you hear what the prayer, did you hear the testimony from the brother? He worshipped Chukwu Abiama. He said, show me that you are God. Very simple. It's a very simple thing. Uno pota on the 30th. That's all. Leave the rest to us. We didn't say do anything. Come out on the 30th of May. Please take that day off work. Let it cost you something. Come out that day and remember those that died. Say to them in your prayers that when you were in the trenches, you were wondering and pondering if those of us who are going to remain will remember you. That on this day, on this very ground where I stand, I remember all of you. And we are grateful to you that you sacrificed your lives that we may live. From the first, you'll be amazed. Then you will know that it's God. I said to Chukwu Abiama that we want to get Biafra in such a way that people will know that you're God. Nobody will say it was done by this man or that woman. No. We want you to bring Biafra in such a way that our people will open their mouth and worship you forever. They think we are joking. No, we're not. The barrister is with me, I presume. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? I don't think so. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No. We have a caller on the line on Skype. The caller, can you hear me, please? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, our director.
Yes, my dear brother. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
Yeah, my name is Okudele Chukwu from Dublin.
From Dublin. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Since you left us here in Dublin, I've been trying to hear from you. I couldn't. The other time you went on holiday, I miss my director.
I'm here now. Please go ahead. I'm here.
I'm thank God for your journey, Messi, back to Barcelona.
Thank you.
So, director, what I'm want to ask now is,
tell that person speaking to come to the microphone. I heard somebody's voice on the background. Bring them to the microphone. Let him tell us who he is, because Biafrans are listening. They heard his voice here in this hall.
Hello, can you hear me, director?
I can hear you. Bring the person you're with. Let him come and introduce himself.
Okay, my friend is here as well, you know.
Biaya Woronia Bronya Akamo. Bring him closer. Let him introduce himself.
So, on Tetet, director.
No, you're not listening to me. Bring your friend to the microphone. Let him give us his name and where he comes from. Can you bring him closer? Can you bring him closer?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Give us your name and where you come from. This is Radio Biafra. I have Biafrans here in front of me in Barcelona, and they can hear your voice from the background. Give us your name and where you come from.
Yeah, as I'm saying, director, I'm Okudele from Dublin.
No, Okudele is not you. You are with somebody.
Okay.
Bring that person to give us his name.
Somebody, yeah.
Yeah, bring him. Let him introduce himself to us. We want to know who he is, isn't it? Yes. Actually, Monyo. Yes.
Yeah, this is Chibuzo Chukwemeka from Umudin, Newi.
Yes, okay, you've spoken before. Are you two together?
Yeah, we are still together.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Thank you very much for the good work.
No problem. Thank you very much.
What I'm asking now, you know, some people are still asking some silly questions.
Let them ask. You know, bring it to us, we'll answer it. Okay, Hannah, what are they asking?
You know, it's not all the question. You know, all of them, they are grown up. They know what we are talking about. You know, some people are still asking, what are we going to do and what are we going to do? They know what is happening back in the zoo. So they don't supposed to be asking all those silly questions. You know, they are all grown up. You know, so me, I live in zoo. I left zoo more than 15 years ago. So I can't be asking that kind of question. And my question again, what of all those millionaires back home? So are they not supporting them on this struggle? Or are they just quiet there? You know, so I want to know, because like for where I came from, somebody like Innocent or Gablos or, you know, or there are many. So are they not supporting? You know?
No, they are not. Have you ever seen anywhere a rich person supported freedom fighting before? No, they won't support. Let's see if we can get the barrister in. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I can.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is waiting. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I missed almost all you were saying at the beginning. I was trying to get hold of you, but you were not looking at your radar.
I was, actually. But go ahead.
Director, good evening to all of you, and good evening to those in Spain and all our Biafrans worldwide. I'm here in Tottenham because we are deliberating on issues about Biafra. We have a good turnout of people. And since then, we've been talking about what we can do and how much we are doing for Biafrans. Director, earlier in the day, you read the news about how Imo State will definitely go for the houses. I say, God forbid. Anybody who made it as a plan, it will not work. For Owerri people and the people of Imo State will not allow Islamic Boko Haram to sit well in our own state. It will not happen. However, Director, we have to make hay while the sun is shining. Everything in our efforts. We also had executive meeting.
Barrister Yolan has gone digital. Can you move about, please? Can you move about a bit? I'm losing you. Can you move about a bit, please, if you may?
Yeah, can you hear me?
It's better now. Yeah, stay where you are now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I said we had executive meeting this afternoon, and everything went very well. And, of course, very soon we will be bringing you information about our discussion and all the things we are doing. And we take it from there. But meanwhile, I'm still in the meeting in Tottenham.
So you said the turnout was impressive. The UK has been excelling in that very area. Every particular assignment we've given to them, they have accomplished it with distinction. So we like Indeed. What they are doing. I like the leadership of the indigenous people of Biafra in the United Kingdom under Tomoso Nyema. He's doing exceptionally well. And he must continue. He must continue to pray to Chukwu Abiam and not to any other god. It's important to understand this. If you serve your country, Director, you must pray to Chukwu Abiam, not to any other.
Indeed. Let me see, Director, if they can say a word or two to you whilst I'm here, in case I did not get through to you again.
Yes, please do that.
Please hang on.
This is radio, Biafra. This is how we do things. Nobody does radio the way we do, you see. We are very different.
Let's start from here.
Yes, go ahead.
Director.
Good evening, Brethrens worldwide. This is Carol Munday from England. I'm in the Brethren meeting here in the UK.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, greetings, Director and fellow Biafrans worldwide. This is Maazi Thomas Uchenna Onyema, coordinator of Biafrans in the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. You're doing an excellent job. Thank you very, very much. And we are all proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Biafrans, and good evening to director from here in London. We are having our 11th meeting today, director, here in Tottenham. Meanwhile, my name is Jude Uchinedu Mberu. I'm from Akokwa Nohigri. That's the full name, actually. Akokwa Nohigri is in Idata North local government.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. We are meeting all over the world, you see. Go ahead, the next person.
Yeah, good evening, dear friends all over the world. This is Festus Anekwe, the PRO of Biafrans in UK. We are having our 11th meeting here in Tottenham, London.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You are doing an excellent job. Thank you. That is our chief evangelist. You know, you can go out and evangelize about Biafra. That's our chief evangelist. The next person, please.
Sharon, wonderful people of Biafra, fellow Biafrans, good evening. My name is Kazai. I'm from Enugu State, local government. Marco, precisely, because I don't know, a lot of people have been saying I'm British. Listen, I'm a Biafran, and good evening to all Biafrans, and I'm here with my fellow Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That's the man that ensures that our Twitter goes places. That's his job. He's been doing it very, very well. Please, the next person.
Araima Sanchibuza, Biafra from Anambra State. Abate.
Thank you very much. Abate, thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans worldwide, and good evening, director. Well done for a good job.
Thank you. Yes, and your name?
My name is Ude Christian Iwago.
Ude Christian. From Obazi.
My name is Ude Chukwu Christian Iwago.
That's very good.
From Obazumbiri in Mbitoli local government of
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
In Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Hello, fellow Biafrans all over the world. This is Okechukwu Nta from Amanagu Aruchukwu in Abia State, Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I am Mr. Ogochukwu Onyemelukwe. I'm an indigenous of Biafra, and I hail from Opuno Newichi, Newi, Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Kelechi Asonye. I'm from Abia State, and I'm a fellow member of Biafra State.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kenneth Chikaike David Asonye. I'm from Isialangwa in Abia State, and I'm here with my fellow Biafrans to discuss how we're going to move forward with this struggle. I just want to encourage everybody to hold on tight and don't lose hope. Continue moving forward, because Biafra is our goal and Biafra we must get. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Thank you.
Good evening, director and fellow Biafras. My name is Oyike Ejennamna from EHOA in Aruchukwu local government at the state. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, director. My name is Sunday Okpala Enwe. I'm from Nimo in Njikoka local government area of Biafra land. Thank you very much, director, and also for all the Biafran in all over the whole world. We're having a progressive meeting here, which Thomas Onyoma is rightly doing a great job in the United Kingdom here.
Of course,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Obalenwe, thank you.
Hello, good evening, Director. Good evening to fellow Biafrans and friends of Biafra worldwide. My name's Valentine Osuala. I'm from Abaje in Wangele local government area, Imo State, Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Director. It's Jess Richards here. I'm from Cape Town, South Africa, and I'm a friend of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, good evening, Director. I'm from friends of Biafra. My name is Anayo Nodem from Umuzike Olo, Biafra land.
Thank you very much, Anayo. Thank you.
Good evening, Director and fellow Biafrans. My name is Ifeoma Udom from Uguta in Biafra land. Keep the good work on.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Farmer. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Hello, Director.
Good evening, Biafra Worldwide. My name is Obi Nokpa. I'm from Achina in Agwata local government. We are here in London meeting with my fellow Biafrans.
Thank you very much, Obinna. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Okafor Oji from Aruchukwu in Biafra land. I thank God for your lives and all the great job you're doing to restore Biafra to the glory of God. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ise. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafra. My name is Patricia Chaloku from Ogwashuku, Aniocha local government. Thank you, Director, for your good work.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. So not all Anioma is lost after all, is it? Anioma is here. That's, yeah, he's going to speak, yes. Go ahead, the next person, please. The next person.
Good evening, Director. My name is Callistus Ifeanyichukwu Anuru from Umunumo Amanduba in the local government area of Imo State in Biafra land. Thank you for the good work. We are by, behind you. We are by your side. And actually, we must get Biafra.
Ise, thank you. Isn't that the best name in Biafra land? Umunumo in Amanduba. I think it's the sexiest name we have in Biafra land. Don't you think so? Is there any other place in Asia, in any other place better than that name? The next person, please. Ndewo.
I am with Chief Uchenwa Mbanuwiwu Onyolo na Biafra. I am with the Biafra with the state. Yeah, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Olu will take over Biafra. Everywhere you go is Olu, everywhere. I like it. Please go ahead. The next person, please.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Kelechi Nodi. Barrister Mamezu is my brother-in-law. I would like to use this time to, because about 2 months ago, I had someone, who called and said the Igbos are dominating Biafra. So I'd like to use this opportunity to tell the person that when Biafra lasted for 3 years, Dodugu was the head of state, but I think Calabar man, Philip,
yes,
second in command, and Ekwokondem. He was equally from this acquired by Makwasi, was in charge of Biafra Radio. So Igbos might be, more in number, but as they know us, Igbo people are very struggling people. They are not lazy people, so we're not going to dominate anybody. Biafra is for all of us. So I wish they are listening to me, people like Ijo people, those from EFIC and other places. Come and join us. We are brothers, so don't allow these people to divide us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Well spoken. Well spoken.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Director. My name is Engineer Urogu, and I think it's time to ask you to greet all Biafrans all over the world. I'm happy to be here, and I wish everybody well. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And of all Biafrans all over the world, my name is Michael Okoye from Abu Gwinawu.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ihanandi Yuke Hana Hagwabu.
Director, yes. God bless you.
And you too.
My name is Chinedim Daniel Okonkwo from Abu Biafra land. And I'm using this opportunity to tell you that when Noah was talking, nobody listened. When Elijah was talking, nobody listened. But everything they said, let it come to pass. So what you are saying about Biafra, you are talking like a prophet, and God Almighty is using you, and heaven is sure for you because you are doing the right thing. And God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Director. My name is Okon.
I greet all the Biafrans in the world.
Thank you.
And this is my first time here, but I want to call on our ancestors to be with us. Okonefion, to be with us.
And where are you from? Okonefion, where are you from?
I'm from Akwa Ibom.
Okay, from Akwa Ibom. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Right. No, I just really want to say thank you. It's a blessing to see that there are some of us who understand and who have put our life on the line, and I call the ancestors to be with us. The enemies we don't see, for them to take care of those enemies and let the dreams come true. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Did you hear his name? Yes. Go ahead.
Director.
Yes.
My name is Michael Chinweze Nwankwo. I'm from Obofia Okunano in Enugu. I stumbled on Radio Biafra on Facebook just a couple of weeks ago, and my heart leaped for joy because I'm a Biafra through and through.
That's good.
I did my youth service in Jigawa State. A couple of us who served there, we started calling ourselves people of Biafra. I'm talking about as far back as 1999.
Wow.
So Biafra is a spirit.
It is.
And anybody anywhere who hears the name Biafra and is waiting for a persuasion or to be urged to identify with Biafra, I doubt the person's paternity.
That is correct. I agree with you completely. In total, I agree with you.
We don't need to coerce anybody to join and fight for the freedom of his or her country. So I am so glad I just walked in now. I was listening to you as I was trying to trace this place. I was speaking with Udo Chukwu and he was directing me. I'm happy to be here, and I thank God for what you're doing. Chukwu Abiyama will continue to strengthen you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Director.
Yes, the very eminent barrister himself. You've done very well, as I would expect you to do at all times, because you're a Biafran. We must proceed. You're a good man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
I'll stand back.
Of course you will. Yes, please, we want people to speak. We are now dedicating our time to Barcelona here. Please, you speak until we close. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, dear friends. My name is Adibe Uchesonde from Ihiala. I understood that there are some new people that want to introduce themselves.
Of course, of course. And then say something if they have something to say. Please let them say it as well. Please give to him. Very snappy. Tupunga tupunga eba. Are they going to drive us away from here? Okay, go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafran. Good morning. Good afternoon. My name is Uche Ndoisu Ekbeni. I'm from Eka Northeast local government area of Delta State, Anioma in Biafra land. When I entered, the first topic I listened to was the issue of Anioma. So I'm using this opportunity to let people know that it's only a coward or a fool will allow somebody to take what God have given to you. When I newly heard about this program, I called the director. I asked him a question. Can you give me the geographical map of Biafra? So that question was answered. Where he told me, I remember he told me from Egbake.
That is correct.
Yeah, that was the answer he gave to me.
Yeah.
And Egbake is, they are Nyoma people. The Anioma people,
of course, they
now
are.
Geographically, now part of them are in Edo State.
That is correct.
So what I'm trying to let people know that Anioma is naturally is a Biafra land, and nobody can change that. We are the Ekas, the Oshimili, the Aniocha, the Kwales. These are made up of Anioma. And in my own village, our market day is Eke. So in Anioma, we have Eke Nkwo Oriafo.
Simple.
So nobody can change that. Well, my advice is that, you see, not only Anioma, even in the Igbo land also, there are cowards also who that are deceiving.
Mm.
So this is individually. It's
that's
not Anioma, it's not by group. It's what we know, our territory, nobody can change it. So on behalf of the Aniomas here in Barcelona, we are fully behind this struggle.
Wonderful.
And nobody can change it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well spoken. Well spoken. As we go on the Biafra one day, talking about how can a snake give something that isn't too long? Is that possible? Go ahead, please.
Good evening, the director. It's great to have you in Barcelona. This is the first time I'm even having any contact with you or with Radio Biafra. Before this time, a friend of mine, my friend is from Aniomwa, has always told me about this information that is being disseminated to all Biafrans all over the world concerning the struggle and concerning the needs that we are going to attune our mind and get stimulated about the situation that our people are facing. And it is a great thing that you have taken the bull by the horn in order to make this dream a reality. A lot of people have been having a test to be actually to see somebody that will, you know, give them that leadership to highlight. Because what our people need is to have somebody that will give them direction and they will follow the lead. I have been greatly involved about the things that concern our people. I once was a founding member of Bilier in Barcelona. And at a point when I discovered that their leadership lost direction, I decided to, you know, pack it up for the time being. I used to write a lot of internet articles about the things that concerns our people, especially the way the Hausa Fulani has always strangulated our dreams. Equally, our political allies that have always sold the interests of the Igbos to these Hausa Fulani people. If you look at what is happening in Nigeria today, it is a certain indeed that our people are being massacred in the north. And most of these leaders who are supposed to be at the forefront to make sure that this nonsense will stop, they are not doing anything. They are being silent. So what I will continue to suggest is that God will continue to guide you. There should not be anything that will, you know, bring distraction to you. Nobody should intimidate you. You are engaged in a very noble work. And the light that God has started putting through you, that light will continue to be on, and will display the power of darkness represented by the evil entity called Nigeria.
You see,
our people are being held hostage.
You see,
and by God's grace, a lot of people are wondering, when will it be? When are we going to get to the promised land? But in this our generation, from what is happening today, through your effort, we are assured that it will go, is going to happen in our generation.
Say,
it's not going to happen in our children's generation. We are going to see it.
Equally,
I would like you to co-opt other minorities in Biafra land, like the Ibibios, the Efik, the Ejos. Some of them worked against us, to our greatest surprise. But today, everybody has, you know, been able to see the forces that is, that are arrayed against us, not only against the Igbos, but against all the southern elements. And these forces of darkness are represented by the evil Fulani forces, Hausas, who are even massacring the Christians in their midst. And those Christians have always sided with them. Gowon, the genocider Gowon, who massacred a generation of Igbo officers, today his people are facing the wrath of these jihadist Hausa Fulani people. They are wreaking havoc in Plateau land. Throughout southern Kaduna, this is the problem the northern Christians are facing. So, this is not only the struggle for the Biafrans alone. There is a great need in Nigeria. That revolution is ripe now, because every eyes has been opened that this Hausa Fulani jihadists,
They only want to conquer the whole Nigeria, force Islamic and Stone Age Islam upon the whole population. And by God's grace, the devil has raised up Boko Haram today. And it has been a way through which the Arabs, the Al-Qaedas, the jihadists in the Maghreb have decided to penetrate into Nigeria. And today, blood of Christians are flowing. And eventually, it is through this process that everybody has known that the only saving grace for Nigeria is total separation. And that is why I say that God will eventually, in his infinite goodness and his mercy, make the dream of Biafran to come true. And that light will shine and display the powers of darkness represented by Hausa Fulanis.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Has he spoken? Please, who hasn't spoken? Still plenty of you. One minute because of time. Please, 1 minute. Please, go ahead.
Hello, dear friends. Yes. I thank all of you. I want to reaffirm this issue. The fact is that Biafra has been actualized, but individually in some of us it has not been actualized. And I acknowledge the fact that anyone that is here today, anyone present here today, it has been actualized in him. And because of that, I salute all your courage. But there's one other thing I want to point into on the financial need. I'm not only speaking it because of you people that are here. I'm speaking it for everybody who call himself a Biafran. I want this message to sink into every individual that our general interest, if it is actualized in your heart, let anyone, even if it is €2 as a monthly contribution, whatever you can provide to give, it will relieve this effort. Please, that is what my advice I want to give it to every one of you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And another thing, I want to update the report of our movement. We have registered the community of Biafrans here in Catalonia.
Wonderful.
And they have given us a provisional NIP number. Please, let everyone come out.
That's
all. So, and people that came from far distance outside Barcelona here, please, I recognize all of you. I encourage your efforts. I salute all your courage. May God guide you.
He said, he'll close last for us. Give them to speak. One minute each. And then the our brother here who don't close for us, close the program for us, which is an honor. It's not something we take very lightly. Go ahead, please. 1 minute, if you may.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So I really appreciate your effort to making this a reality. But I want to doubt.
Are you in tomorrow?
Sir?
Are you in here tomorrow? Are you coming for tomorrow?
No, sir.
Tomorrow's program, are you coming?
No, sir.
Go ask it now, please, very quickly.
What I want to ask, like here in Catalonia, they are fighting for independence.
Yes.
And is in the hand of political class and allies.
Yes.
In the Biafran sector, in the eastern or southeastern Nigeria, annual Biafra, you know, I want to know the governors of the 5 eastern states in the district, are they prepared? What effort are they making? Because judging to their attitude, the political class, the Biafran political class people, according to their works, I don't see any preparation among any of them. And another thing, sir, after the independent,
because we have to close this place.
After the, in case it works tomorrow.
In case what works?
In case the Biafran something we are talking about.
In case.
Works. Yes, in case. Because it has not worked, sir. No. Excuse me. Let us not be. Supposing it works, what is the next step? Because for us not to be like South Sudan, who has been in war for many years, after granting them independence, they start destruction.
Let me tell you something. I will answer your question very straight. Do you know how many years they fought a civil war in this country? Yes, sir. Do you know how many years they fought a civil war in England? Did America fight a civil war? You see, if you finish building a house, leave it for about 6 months, you'll see a crack. Is that correct? Every new building has a crack. And then you go and fix it. So it is better that Southern Sudanese have disagreement amongst themselves and people ruling them. Our political class, they are dead meat. They are not part of us. They are finished. Please give him the microphone to close the program for us very, very quickly, sir. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans. My name is Jack Udazon Nabo, Daisy Bo in Spain. Before I would like to close the meeting, I would like to thank the director for making his effort to visit us here in Spain, in Barcelona, to know how we live. Because we here now, we are the dog here to show the new old, you are the old dog to show the new dog where the meat is. We thank your effort. May God lead you.
Thank you.
May God. I say may God guide and protect you, and may God give you strength and more life and manure to furnish life. I want to comment on the last speaker who said about if the governors already know or if they are part of. I think everybody has to play his own role. The awareness is creating. They are changing governors. We don't know. You are the governors. We are the ambassadors of Biafra. So everybody is a government. Even if we are not running the government of, because in Nigeria, in Biafra, even today, you run local government of your own. When you build a house, you put security, you put pump, you put electric, you are running the government yourself. You repair the road. In this issue, the race we are fighting now, I think we have people in the future to take over. For now, the directors are playing their own role. It left for we are here. May God help us.
You see? And on that note, thank you very much. And on that note, we bring this program to an end. We'll also broadcast from here tomorrow. Wherever you are in the world, we thank you for listening. We also ask you to encourage your friends also and your family to tune in tomorrow, www.radiobiafra.co. I'm on Nnamdi Kanu. Once again, we're in Barcelona. And we close by saying, as always, that Biafra is a religion. On this radio station, every day is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, protect, and keep each and every one of you and your family. But more importantly, this God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good night.